It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
A very pleasant good evening to you, as it is once again time for Hatchet Football right here on Memories 107.9 FM WAMW on this soggy homecoming night here at Hatchet Hollow. Your Washington Hatchets will host the visiting county rival, North Davies Cougars. This is John Gear. I'm joined by Gary Issa. And Gary, it's a little soupy out there. More rain is inevitable from what I am told, and it's going to make for some interesting football here tonight.
Yeah, I agree. We're watching the radar. It looks like it's south of us. Jasper's already delayed their game, and I think you were saying it's in Wheatland heading this way. So pretty inevitable. We're going to get wet. Again, that's going to play into how we play tonight with the turnovers too, which I know we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, that's definitely been something that has hampered us throughout the first three games of the season. Obviously, this is a big matchup. County rival, the Highway 57 helmet is on the line here tonight. Washington has been victorious the last 2 years. I'm not sure what happened before that. I don't have my notes in front of me. Last year it was something like 76-7. I don't think we're going to see anything like that tonight. What we should see is a good competitive football game between two rivals, and I think this one, no matter what happens, is going to be close.
Yeah, I think, we've seen that too, and we see the records, which, they're both struggling right now to put that W on the board. The big thing for the Hatchets, though, is, like we just talked about, is turnovers. And with this being wet outside, obviously North Davies is going to be thinking about the same thing. It's just a matter of moving the ball up and down the field tonight. Who's going to win that battle of getting first downs? I think that's what's going to control the game, on just moving the down marker, getting new sets of downs and trying to score at that point. That's where we've kind of struggled all year. And, tonight it's going to be about the same thing. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of passing.
Probably not. However, if we do, hopefully the quarterbacks will use a looser grip on the football. Or otherwise, we're going to see a lot of wounded ducks and a lot of strange things. As an oblong ball, when it gets wet, does not usually go where you want it to. So we've got about 7.5 minutes here before kickoff. We've been through the homecoming, all the fun and festivities, and we'll update you guys on some of that here when we come back. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tune in to what Coach Durnell had to say. We got a chance to talk to him just a little bit ago. So let's listen in to see what he had to say about tonight's ball game. I'm joined by Hatchet head coach Jake Durnell. And coach, as we get ready for what's probably going to be a soggy version of Friday Night Lights here tonight, big game, obviously, county rivals.
it's not, you know, this game is always one that no matter what, your kids are always ready for. I'm going to have a special jersey tonight, too. Let's talk about that real quick and what's going on with that.
Yeah, tonight we have Corey Davis from the National Guard offered us the hometown jersey night presented by the National Guard. So we took him up on that. So the boys are really excited to wear the Go Guard jersey. So we'll come out in those and hopefully give us a little momentum.
Talk about momentum. Obviously, 0-3 to start the season, not the way you were hoping, obviously. And then, obviously, last week at Princeton was not the performance that you had hoped for. Tell us a little bit about how practice went this week, things we can expect maybe to be a little different tonight than what we saw last week at Princeton.
Well, going back to last week, you know, Heritage Hills, we played in the scrimmage in Boonville and then Bossy. You know, we were physically outmatched. There's not a whole lot we can do about that being a young team. But I thought we matched up pretty well with Princeton. And then we got on the field and we were mentally were not there. We made mistakes that we have to correct. It's nothing that Princeton did to us. We did it to ourselves. So those are the things that really got under my skin last Friday night was just those correctable errors. You know, they're called unforced errors in tennis, and we had several of those unforced errors that we have to clean up. And being a young football team, these kids have to realize that those errors cannot happen if you want to win on a Friday night because we don't have an easy schedule. So this week we really talked about staying focused. We did a lot of running and then coming back and, you know, going through plays when we were tired, when we were panting a little bit. So, you know, we had a good week of practice. We were hard on them. You know, hardest week of the year, too. But the boys responded well, so hopefully we put a better effort mentally and physically out on field tonight.
I hate to use this term, but I'm going to use it anyway. Would you consider this a must-win game here tonight against the Cougars?
I think every game is a must-win, especially in high school football. You only get 9 chances, and then sectionals start. So we're ready to play tonight. So to answer your question, yes, it's a must-win. But like I said, next week against Mount Vernon will be a must-win. So every game we play, we want to be 1-0. You know, it always obviously doesn't turn out that way, but that's what we try to do every week.
So obviously, one other glaring thing here tonight is the weather. And obviously, whether it pours down rain or sprinkles or whatever, it's going to be like that for both ball clubs. But obviously, as a coach, that has to play a part in your game plan, so to speak. So anything we're going to see different or any major changes to the game plan as the night progresses and the impending rain sets in?
Well, you know, you always obviously need to run the ball when it rains. But we, you know, we want to run the ball anyway. And that's the key to our game is we got to run. We got to stop the run. We got to eliminate turnovers and mental mistakes. But if it does start raining on us, you know, we prepared yesterday. We took a couple of the footballs and put them in a cooler with water and got them heavy and wet and went through reps with the heavier and the wet ball. And just to get the kids ready and used to it, it's something that we'll have to keep. But you know what? The other team has to deal with it too. So it's a two-way street. We just have to be ready for it, and hopefully we're prepared.
All right, Coach. Well, best of luck to you here this evening. And we look forward to talking to you after the game, hopefully victorious here at homecoming here at Hatchet Hollow. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap up the pregame show brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Boyd & Son Machinery. You're listening to Hatchet Football and Memories, 107.9 FM WAMW.
What happened to paying one price?
Back here at Hatchet Hollow, John Geard, Gary Iza, and we have just been informed that we are under a weather delay for lightning. So for those of you who are not familiar with the protocol, here's how it goes. We have another 30 minutes on the clock, so it's going to be at least 30 minutes until kickoff. And this is kind of reminiscent of a couple years ago when had a lightning delay. We were actually into the game at that point, had to come back and finish it up on Saturday morning. So hopefully that's not the case here, but Gary, we don't have a whole lot of control over that. But
No.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to throw it back to the studio. You guys can listen to some great tunes on Memories 107.9, and we'll wait out the next 28 minutes and 36 seconds, and hopefully no more delays. We'll check in occasionally and let you know how things are going, and hopefully we'll be back with you shortly.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
For details, see me, John Gear, in Washington.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full-stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley sunglasses, Mack trailers, Rightnower trailers, and much more. Visit them online at BoydTracks.com or call 800-443-3900.
Dennis, seldom wrong and right again you are, as both teams are out on the field warmed up. The officials are out here. We've had the coin toss. They're going to try to get this thing in here tonight, as we have been lightning free for 20 minutes. So we don't have an official word exactly what time we're going to get started, but it looks like we're going to have an abbreviated warm-up here, Gary. And we've already had the coin toss. North Davies won the toss, and they will receive. So they will start the game off with the football. So we'll just dive right in where we left off here on the pregame show, brought to you by yours truly, your shelter insurance agent here in Washington, and Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. Gary, let's go to the prescription shop, prescription for success. It's fairly obvious, but for the folks still that braved it out with us, go ahead and tell them the keys to success here tonight.
Well, John, I'm thinking we're going to have more listeners on the air tonight than we are in person, because we're looking at the stands, and it's pretty thin right now. Not too many hung around. But
So the pressure's on. This may be the biggest audience that you've been in front of on the radio, Gary.
This could be. So, honestly, it's simple, right? We talked about it. It's going to be wet. It's going to be messy. It's taking care of the ball, and that has been our problem the first three games, turnovers. We've got to win that turnover battle. We've got to move the sticks, meaning yard markers. We need to get first downs and continue to keep the ball in our hands. And that is our keys to success.
I completely agree with that. The other thing is going to be, who responds better to this delay? Which group of kids are going to – I mean, they've had the same conditions, but which one – because I've seen this happen too many times. One team's going to come out fired up, ready to go. The other one's going to be a little sluggish. I don't know which one's going to be which. I'm hoping that our team is the one that starts things off and sets the tone. But you always have that, especially because we had we've now had an hour and a half delay.
Yeah, and then we do a quick 10-minute stretch, right, to get everybody going. And I tell you what, though, listening to Washington, because I was actually over there on their sideline and ran up here after I heard all the clapping, and it was our guys doing the clapping and hooping and hollering, and they seem like they're pretty high on energy right now. Look like they're ready to play. And you know what, John, I'm sure you've played in a game like this where it's muddy, it's raining. It's fun to play in this type of game, especially because it's smash mouth football at this point.
We played, since we got a little bit of time here, I'll share a story. It was 1994. We were in sunny Tell City, Indiana, and which a long road trip. It was raining when we started the game. We got through the first two quarters. We were actually on top. Went into the locker room for, like, we had a halftime that was 2 hours because nobody wanted to go back. So we get back on the field at, I don't know, 11 o'clock or something, up 14 to nothing, lose 28-14.
Wow.
So we were the team who couldn't put it together after the delay until City came out and handed it to us.
Wow.
And I remember Coach Durnell, I'll never forget this, the first time we got the ball after we got back on the field, it was just pouring down rain. Actually, the first snap I took, it shot off my leg and went out of bounds. The second one, I'm falling back. I throw the ball, and I'm just laying on the ground, and I'm looking through our offensive play see, and I see Coach Durnell out of nowhere just reach up with one hand and snag the ball and just act like it was nothing. So
awesome.
It was after that, there weren't too many highlights for us, I got to be honest. But
no, but you bring up a good point, because, look, some of these kids were smart, and they went into the locker room, and they hung out inside. We just saw it, and you and I were talking about it. Quite a few of our guys were out on the field catching up with some of the little kids, talking to them in the rain, standing in the rain with them. They weren't in the locker room. So, you know, that kind of worries me a little bit too, because you're not getting up off your feet. You're walking around for over an hour, and now you're going to go play a football game after stretching for 5-10 minutes. So
also got to watch it. I mean, we don't have, you know, pulling hammies and things like that out here because it's the field conditions are going to be poor. I mean, obviously, it's been raining, and as this delay has gone on, the rain has increased tremendously. So, I was out down there earlier on in the delay, and it was pretty soupy, and it's only worse since that point.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. So it looks like we've got both teams on the sidelines now, and we'll be starting this thing soon. Boy, again, we're just guessing here on when this thing's going
to
start.
Yeah, both look like we got our kickoff team here kind of huddled up, ready to go. Their kick return team, the officials are out on the field. We had a nice little chat with the officials earlier. This officiating crew from Vincennes will be running the show here tonight, and it looks like we're ready for football, which is a surprise to most of us here in the booth because we all assumed we'd be back here tomorrow morning. But I tell you what, no matter what time it is, Friday night football is always better than Saturday morning football.
Oh, I agree 100%. And the other thing is this rain is not going to let up the entire time through the night. So getting the game in now is the right decision, I believe. Yes, it's late, but let's get the game on, right? Friday night lights. Let's go.
So interesting thing, Gary, is when the Cougars came on the field, they were about half the team on one side and half the team on the other. So, you know, this is as much physical preparation as mental after this delay, and even more so the mental part of this after a delay is more important, I think, than the physical aspect of it.
Right. So, hey, something we haven't talked about yet, John, is our uniforms. Have you mentioned that?
I have not.
Are in tonight?
I have not. We are wearing the hometown jerseys brought to you by the National Guard. They all say Go Guard on the back, kind of a camo, like green and black,
with yellow trimmed. I like them.
They look great. As Lance Roach is ready to kick things off here with the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. And finally, we are playing football here at Hatchet Hollow. North Davies will take the kick from the 15. Going to bring it out to the 30, 35, 40. Still on his feet out to the 46-yard line. So a nice return there by, looks like, number 8 for North Davies.
Number 8, and I don't have my sheet out, John. I apologize.
See, we talk about being in a break. We weren't prepared coming out of the break.
Not at all, were we?
That's going to be Zoe Jeffers.
Freshman.
5'4", 146. North Davies will have good field position as they start on their own 46-yard line. North Davies heading right to left on the radio dial.
Boy, they're in a hurry-up offense. Look, we haven't even got sticks ready, and they're ready to go.
Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side.
Still running pistol.
Pistol. Handoff up the middle.
Oh, no, he's got the
huge hole.
He's got
all the way down,
boy,
and he is going to be in for the touchdown. DJ Owens with a 54-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage.
Oh, boy. John, you hit it on the head, buddy. Which team's going to come out and set the tone? And I tell you what, North Davies right now with the kick return up to the 45 and then running a simple. It's a one-back set and a pistol spread. Handed the ball straight off to him behind the tackle.
He got the edge, and the kid's got some speed.
Oh, man, he hit the edge. He does have speed, but, man, our corners have got to get off blocks and make plays out there.
Two-point conversion set here. His quarterback's going to keep it. He's going to run up the middle. I think he's going to be short.
Ooh, wow, that was close.
Jacob Comas.
So they run the similar offense like us, John. They've got the pistol with the one-back set next to him. Had the running back run across his face, held the ball in, pulled it out, started to run to the left. There was nothing there, and he just dipped his toes into the ground and got north-south and got tackled on the half-yard line.
So, obviously, pretty effective for North Davies. One play, 54 yards. DJ Owens takes it to the house. 6-0 is your score here early on. 11:42 on the clock here in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. North Davies on top. After one offensive play. So now, obviously, North Davies came out, took care of business early on.
Yeah.
Let's see how the Hatchets respond here and see if we can put something together and match that here on this opening drive.
Football is a game of forgetting the last play and moving on, John. This is what we've got to do, and we've got to have that mindset. We cannot worry about that play. Just let that go. We made a mistake. Let's move on.
Lampson kicks it off. Going to be fielded by Hardiman at the 15. Julius takes it to the far side. He's got a little bit of room to run. Cuts it back inside. Nice spin move. We got a flag on the play, so you know who that's going to be on.
That's typically on the return team. That's why John says that. Typically it's going to be a block in the back or a holding. Let's see what we've got.
So Hardeman's return brought it out to the Hatchet 30. We'll see for sure what the penalty is. I'm going to assume it's on us, but going to be a got a block in the back.
Yep.
On Washington. That should be from the spot of the foul.
So we talk about both teams starting field position. So they started at the 45. Here we are back at the 16.
Yep, we're going to be on our own 16. Up to the line, ready to go here. Early on, it seems weird to say early on as it's 9:41 here, but 11:33 here in the first quarter. The Hatchets going to be in the I formation.
I formation with a slot. All right, I like this.
Pitch out to Laguerre. Kevin looks for some room. Breaks a tackle. Gets back out to the 25, 26-yard line.
Nice run.
Nice run by Kevin Laguerre, which is going to be really close. Going to be about a yard, 2 yards short of the first down. So nice run by Kevin, which, honestly, Gary, that's the best run he's had all year.
That is. And you know what? We went from a I formation. It's the first time we've went under center all year. We just said, hey, we're going to put an I formation, have a fullback, which is Julius Hardeman blocking for Kevin. And
they gave him a first down.
Good yard.
Penley under center again. Pitches out to Laguerre. Reverse it to Jacob Mason. Jacob's got all kinds of room to run to the 30, 35, 37-yard line as he falls into the mud out of bounds. Well, that's going to be another first down, Gary.
Nice. I like it. I like this. We're coming right out of the gates, running some plays they have not seen on film. I'll tell you that. This is a whole new look.
And we're right up to the line of scrimmage, ready to go again as they get the chain set. We got the ball at the 39-yard line, first and 10, 11:13 to go here in the first quarter. Penley under center. Hardeman and Laguerre behind him in the I formation. Julius gets the ball and is hit immediately. And that's one thing that we saw the last couple weeks is missing blocking assignments and things like that as number 55 for the Cougars, Spencer Strong, was in there as Washington's right back to the line, I formation.
That was a straight dive play there. And boy, there wasn't anything there.
Penley. Hands it off to Laguerre again, met in the backfield.
Two guys in the backfield as he got the handoff.
That's going to be third down.
Oh, we got a late flag, too. Looks like some extracurricular after the play.
We'll see who that – I was trying to look at the scoreboard.
So,
John, I didn't see.
With this I formation, you've got the fullback that's going to be a lead blocker. But, man, when there's two guys getting through the line that quick as Penley's got his back to hand it off, we've got to block. I mean, that – they're not doing anything tricky there. The guy got through where the guard is and just outside tackle, and they both just sandwiched him. He had nowhere to go.
So that's going to be a personal foul on the Hatchets. And unfortunately, all those yards that we just gained have been negated as it's going to be third and 23.
That's just pure frustration there. We've got to keep our emotions in check and play the game, guys. This is more of a personal game. I get it because it's North Davies and Washington, but we've got to keep those emotions in check.
Penley under center, I formation behind him. Penley keeps it and is going to be tripped up. As we saw that time, we had the play run to the far side, and they brought up a safety and were blitzing, and we basically ran the play right into the blitz. So
yeah, we did.
Unfortunate set of circumstances there for the Hatches. We're going to punted away here on 4th and 28. 10:09 to go here in the first quarter. Washington with the ball on their own 23-yard line. Lance Roach into punted away for the Hatchets.
They don't even have anybody back deep.
Oh,
they're bringing the heat.
That was Dalton Irvin, excuse me.
We have got to understand when they're going to bring the heat, guys. There's no one back deep.
Dalton gets it away. Going to be a short kick. Fielded at the Hatchet. At the 45-yard line. So North Davies will have their second possession of the ball game here in Hatchet territory. 9:48 to go here in the first quarter. Cougars on top, 6-0. If you're just joining us, 54-yard run by the Cougars. DJ Owens to start the ball game and basically catches you up on the score where we're at now. So we'll see if the Hatchet defense can make some adjustments here as North Davies makes their way to the line.
Still in the same formation. Pistol with one back next to him.
Comas in the shotgun. Hands it off to Owens. Owens falls down after a gain of a yard. So that was a lot better than the first run he had.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, he's hitting that line hard. So, yes, he fell down on his own. But you know what? He still fell forward, though.
Yeah, well, they're going to – we got a generous
right
spot
the
there because
the
they're going to put a no gain. So second and 10 coming up here for the Cougars. 9:27 to go here in the first quarter. Pistols formation. Comas in the shotgun. Comas takes a snap, hands it off to Owens. Breaks through. He's got all kinds of room. He's got a first down and more. Breaks a tackle down to the 30. Still on his feet. Down to the 25-yard or 15-yard line, excuse me. It's a hole just opened up on the right side, and he was able to run through there and really didn't have any contact till about 20 yards downfield.
No, that was the same play he scored the touchdown on earlier, and I tell you what, we've not adjusted to that. Jacob Mason tried to get back outside on that. He got caught inside. DB actually got off the block, but then we missed the tackle. And then he gets upfield, and linebacker catches up to him.
Oh, we got a penalty on the Cougars.
Hey, we'll take that.
Caught a break there. That will negate a huge run by Owens.
Shoo.
So that'll bring it back to the Hatchet 30 or 29-yard line, we'll say. So caught a break there.
Yeah, they just sent Luke Gray into the game on defense. I don't know if I've seen him play on the defensive line too much this year.
I don't believe so, but we're going to see it here. It's North Davies, first and 10 from the Hatchet 29-yard line. 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Comas in the shotgun. Takes snap. Hands it off to Owens. Owens met by a whole wall of Hatchet defenders there. Going to gain about a yard and a half, 2 yards on the play. So bring up a second and 8 here for the Cougars. So interesting personnel changes. I know Coach Journal, when we started the year, was trying to keep offensive and defensive lines separate due to fatigue and things of that nature. But at some point, you got to make some changes here. And I believe number 52 in the game is actually Fisher Owens, who was 45 originally, but they put him on the line. So
okay. We'll
see how that plays out offensively as the game moves forward. As Comas takes snap, hands it off to Owens. Owens looks to cut it back inside, breaks it back outside. He's going to have almost enough for a first down. Going to stay inbounds. The clock's going to run with 8:09 to go here in the first quarter. North Davies on top, 6-0. Looks like he's going to be about 2 yards short, so it's going to bring up a 3rd and 2.
So that's a similar play that they keep running. He's trying to get the edge, and he did a good job there, Johnny.
Made a nice cut.
Yeah, he put his foot in the ground, and we stopped outside contain, but he got north-south and then bounced it right back outside again. So this guy's he's running the ball well. He's got good vision.
3rd and short coming up for the Cougars. Comas still in the shotgun, flanked by Owens. Going to hand it off to Owens, and Owens is going to be stopped. Nice job by the Hatchet defenders right there. Julius Hardiman, Tyler Gillian on the tackle.
That was almost like, what do you call those, a wrestling move where it was the DDT. They grabbed him from behind and lifted him up and threw him back.
Yeah, it was a little WWE action out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was.
4th and 1 coming up here for the Cougars. They got a big decision here as they're on the Hatchet 20-yard line.
So, John, I'm going to take a guess here that Owens is going to run the ball. What do you think? I don't think anyone else has touched the ball.
I think it's a pretty safe bet as we're creeping
you
up.
You know what, though? He's not in the backfield now. They've
moved
him.
Comas takes a snap, hands it off to number 24, who is met right away. Ooh, he's going to be short.
Was that Penley?
I think that was Hardiman.
It was Hardiman.
What a play by Julius Hardiman.
Wow.
Because number 24.
That was big 24, Max Wiesner. He's 6'2", 220. He's listed as an O-lineman, D-lineman. They put him in there to run the ball.
Got a little refrigerator Perry action for those
wow.
of you who are fans of the 85
and
Bears.
He was not going to make a cut. You could tell, John.
No, he was just going to run over somebody.
And
so
Hardiman said no way, and he met him right at the line and drove him back.
So this is what Washington, they've got to turn that stop into points right here. Penley in the shotgun. Irvin in motion. Penley.
Quarterback sweep.
He's going to run it. He's going to cut it inside a little bit. Going to gain a few yards on the play. He brought Dalton Irvin in motion for a lead blocker. Penley just kept the ball. Going to gain about a yard, maybe 2 yards on the play. 6:35 to go here in the first quarter.
That's one of those old plays, John, you call student body right. So they motioned Irvin across the line, had two backs set off to the right, and boy, it was just a quarterback keep to the right. We still couldn't get everyone blocked on that side.
2nd and 9. We got 3 receivers to the far side. Penley in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Laguerre. Kevin gets around the outside. Kevin's got room to run to the 30. Kevin's got a first down to the 32-yard line.
He is running a lot harder this game than what we've seen all year, John. Hopefully that ankle is healed up completely. That's what it looks like to me.
Absolutely. A couple nice runs this quarter by Laguerre as we're creeping up on 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. North Davies still on top, 6-0. Hatchets with the football, moving left to right on the radio dial as they have a fresh set of downs here from their own 32-yard line.
So we've got the pistol, and we've got two backs in the backfield now.
We got Hardeman and Laguerre back there with Penley in the shotgun. Irvin in motion. Penley's going to take it. Jaden cuts it inside. Nowhere to go, really.
Wow, tackled by four or five guys.
Because the problem is we're not sustaining our blocks, Gary.
Not very well at all, are we?
On the offensive line, everybody connected with somebody, but we weren't able to hold on to those blocks. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 for the Hatchets. Their own 32-yard line. 5:35 to go here in the first quarter. Cougars on top, 6-0.
Here we go. We got pistol with trips to the
near side. Penley going to hand it off to Laguerre. Kevin's got a little bit of room to run. Kevin still on his feet, breaks through the tackle. Nice job by Laguerre. Lost his footing, or he might have broke that one because he got through the hole and kind of got a little slippery-footed there.
Yeah, he did, but that was still a good run.
Good run.
We'll take third and short here. Well, we got third and two.
Third and two from the Hatchet 40-yard line. 4:57 to go here in the first quarter. North Davies on top, 6-0. Excuse me.
Back to our spread with Kevin next to Penley.
Penley in the shotgun. Irvin in motion. Laguerre.
Oh, good block by Hardeman.
Nice job by Kevin. Breaks it to the 50. Nice job. Nice blocking, and then nice job by Kevin to be patient, wait for his blocks, and make the first down run. And this is what we've been waiting to see out of Kevin Laguerre all year.
12-yard run, and I tell you what did that. It was actually Hardeman in motion, and when he went to fill up through the hole, he made a nice block. He locked on and drove, and Kevin saw that dip right behind him and cut it back outside with a good run. 12-yard run, we'll take that, and it's moving the sticks, John.
First time we've been in Cougar territory all night here, 4:34 to go in the first. North Davies on top, 6-0. Washington looking to equal that here on this drive as Penley brings Irvin in motion. Penley is going to run to the left, safety blitz. Penley breaks the tackle. Penley tries to get to the outside. Going to lose 2 yards on the play. We got a flag.
Oh, Washington. Guys, it's way after the play, and we're 10 yards downfield, and the lineman throws someone down.
So that's going to back things up just a tad for the Hatchets. A little bit of frustration on our part.
And that's our senior lineman, isn't it? No? Who was that? I'm sorry. I'm way off by saying that, actually. I'm not sure who it was.
I think it was 59.
I do, too.
Johnny Lagel.
Johnny Lagel.
Sophomore.
Again, we've had two extracurricular things going on after the plays, and I know this is a personal game. We've got to keep our emotions in check because that's silly. It just killed us last time we had to punt, and now look at us again.
So now, instead of being in Cougar territory, we are back at our own 35-yard line, so 15-yard penalty is going to set us back. So, again, we've just got to handle the pressure.
Yeah. Second down. Second down. 16.
Second forever. Penley in the shotgun. Penley rolls
looking
to his right.
Pass.
He's going to throw it. Gets it out to Hardeman. Hardeman makes a nice catch. Going to gain about four yards on the play. So third and long coming up here for the Hatchets. 3:52. One thing is this quarter's going by quick. 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. North Davies on top, 6-0. Hatchets with the ball. Their own 37-yard line.
Oh, wow. I was way off.
Third and 23. Yeah, your math is terrible.
Yeah, second. It was second and 36.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Trips to the far side. Penley in the shotgun with Laguerre. Penley back to pass. Looking for Reed. Deep downfield. Trey Reed's open. Reed catches the ball down to the 20, 15. Fumbles the football.
Oh, no.
North Davies picks it up. And the Cougars bring it back. We got a flag on the play.
Another flag. There's two flags.
We got another
there's
one.
Another one. Oh, my
late
gosh,
hit on
guys.
Julius.
With all these frustration penalties coming out, we see late hits and we think we got to deliver one. Goodness gracious, what are we doing?
So a huge pitch and catch from Penley to Reed, which he would have been down about the 15, 12-yard line. Trey fumbles the football, and then we got laundry all over the field, so they'll sort this out here. Anything on them that was after the interception, so North Davies is still going to have the football.
48-yard play, and then, you know, you can't
So we got two penalties on North Davies so far.
You can't fault the kid for trying to get more yards, but at that point he got hit by one guy and another one came up from behind and just – right when he hit him, the ball went flying.
So we're going to pick up all the laundry. North Davies will have the football, but they're going to be moved back. So they're not going to start at their own 35. It's going to be – actually, it's anybody's guess where it's going to be at this point. So we'll just wait till they spot the football.
I'd say it's coming back to
it's going
to
be
about
the spot.
Where they picked it up, because that's about where the penalty came in. A kid came flying in and clipped another one. So,
all right, so North Davies will have the football at the 10-yard line. First and 10, 3:07 to go here in the first quarter. North Davies on top 6-0. And, Gary, I thought we were going to be inside the red zone there. But
oh, what a play, right?
I mean, yeah,
first
great
of
play.
All, great pass, great catch, great run afterwards. It's just one of those unfortunate things. It's wet, nasty out.
And you talked about the turnovers. And so now we got to come back from this and do something positive here.
And we had a big defensive stop last series, so hopefully we can do the same thing here. Owens is who we need to key.
Comas in the shotgun, takes a snap. He's back to pass for the first time tonight.
Pass.
He's going to air it out.
Turn.
We got
turn. You got to turn.
And he thinks he's in the NFL. He makes the catch at the 35-yard line and tried to get up. But that's a thing where Gage Memorine has got to turn around and look for the football. As he was in position, he just if he had turned around, he probably could have knocked that ball down.
Yeah, he was right there with him stride for stride, and he just kept running with him and didn't look back. And then when he did look back, the receiver went where the ball was, and Gage kind of got stuck in play. So, unfortunate break there.
First and 10 for the Cougars, 2:45 to go here in the first. Ball on the Cougar 35-yard line. Comas going to hand it off to Owens around the outside. He's got a head of steam, cuts it back inside. First down. I tell you what, we got to find an answer for this in a hurry, Gary.
And they like that side over there, their sideline. That's where they keep running out of bounds, which is their right side, our left side of our defensive line.
Well, they're even using that when it's on the short side of the field, when the ball's on their side of the hash.
Yeah, they like that side because that was short side right there.
So first and 10 for the Cougars, ball on their own 48-yard line. 2:27 to go here in the first quarter. North Davies on top 6-0. Need a turnover here, Gary.
We do in a big way. We just need to stop. Goodness gracious.
Comas going to be in the shotgun. Two receivers to the near side. Owens in the backfield. Owens is going to get the football. Owens.
Oh, we had him behind the line.
Had him behind the line of scrimmage. Going to bring him down for about a 2-yard loss. One thing I want to say, Gary, is I know the pass from Penley to Reed didn't end up the way we wanted it to, but we did show that we got a matchup in our favor down here on the bottom side when we get him backside. So
yeah.
I feel like it looks like the rain's let up some, that maybe we can go back to that.
Sure. And I think that's why they came out and took a shot too, because I think they've realized that both teams are thinking, well, it's pretty sloppy out. We're just going to run the ball. And then they caught us. Both of us were sleeping, it looked like.
Yep. Second and 8 for the Cougars. Ball at midfield. Pitch out to Owens to the near side. Owens is going to have a first down. Laguerre pushes him out of bounds, and he got a little track rash.
He's going to have some big rash. He almost made it all the way to the fence.
Yeah, that's going to leave a mark.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I tell you what,
ooh,
and he's going to come off the field because he's going to be in bad shape.
Man, that didn't feel good.
No. First down nonetheless, but the good news for the Hatchet defense is Owens is going to be off the field here. First and 10, ball in the Hatchet, 34-yard line. A minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Comas going to hand it off up inside. 25 rumbles, bumbles, and stumbles to a first down.
Ethan Malone, 5'10", 190 senior.
And he had all kinds of room to run there.
Man, right up the gut.
So that moves the chains for the Cougars. 1:14 on the clock here in the first quarter. North Davies still up 6-0. Looking to add to that here, as they have the ball on the Hatchet 22-yard line. Comas in the shotgun's going to hand off to Malone again. Malone going to gain about 4 or 5 yards on that carry as we're under a minute to go here in this first quarter. It's hard to believe that the end of the first quarter is coming at 10 o'clock, though.
Yeah, you're right. So, man, this running back's a lot different running style. He's looking to run right through the defenders there. He's not trying to be like Owens where he's going to cut.
No, he's just going to go straight at you.
He weighs 190, and he's put together well.
Second five for the Cougars. 30 seconds to go here in the first. Malone's going to take it again. He cuts it to the outside. Is going to be tackled. Looks like he's going to have a first down, though.
Right to the 10-yard line, it looks like.
Tackled by Kevin Laguerre. That'll stop the clock momentarily. Going to be first down. First and 10 from the 11. So they can be one of those scenarios where you can get a first down and not a touchdown here.
You know, I'm anxious to see if the quarterback ever runs it because it looks like he's just handing off to the one back next to him every time. The only other play that they've done is the pass.
And that's how the first quarter of action is going to come to an end here at Hatchet Hollow. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, after a one quarter of action, North Davie 6, Washington 0. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Farming is more than what you do. It's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
John Gere and Gary Issa back here at Hatchet Hollow as we zoomed through the first quarter of action as we get ready to start quarter number two. North Davies with a 6-0 lead. The Cougars have the ball on the Hatchet 11-yard line as we get back to action here. And Gary's one of those things where Washington has put together some good plays, but the mental mistakes have been more damaging than the physical at this portion of the game.
I agree. I mean, what's that saying? You shot yourself in the foot, and I feel like we've done that here because we put together
some good
plays.
We aren't going to have any toes left. We keep shooting ourselves in the foot.
We'll be limping, won't we?
Comas in the shotgun, and they draw us offside, so North Davies is going to march forward five.
Wow, guy, and you just set penalties, right?
So here's the thing. Washington, I mean, just got to settle down a little bit. Haven't came out of this delay with the maybe, I don't know what to say, I don't have the right word here, but they just haven't really been focused, doesn't seem like. So, got an opportunity to fix that right here. First and goal from the five is Malone is going to get stood up. He's going to gain.
He got a couple, didn't he?
They're going to give him 2 yards.
So, it's interesting, too, because Owens hasn't checked back into the game, so we're going to keep an eye on that. Actually, here he comes running in as I say that.
And they got him an elbow pad. And
yeah.
I bet he's going to be a little leery running towards the sideline next time.
Yeah, I'd say so. So Malone's out, which he's the bigger back, but you got to believe you're going to give it to Owens here on the edge.
I think everybody who's left.
And look at the splits on the left side, John. You see
Holy
that?
Holy cow, you could drive a truck through that. And here he goes.
And they're running it to
round
the left
to the outside. Nice job there by the Hatchets. Ball's loose, but I think North Davies has it. They're going to say he was down.
So when we talk splits on the radio for the listeners at home, normally they're, you know, you put 6 to 12 inches in between the foot of the lineman next to you,
or
right?
Like if you're on a goal line, you're going to be foot to
normally
foot.
Normally it's closer, and they're within the 5-yard line, right?
But they're inside the 5, and their splits, like the distance from lineman, like from the guard to the tackle, is 2 feet.
Yeah, and this time that was a big, big split. So I don't understand why we're not putting more defensive linemen on there for a goal line stand.
So look at that. We're same thing, left side. The guard and the tackle each have a huge split.
And we jumped off sides again.
Yep. Nope, they're going to call it on North Davies.
Woo! We got a break.
The lights are a little dimmer down on that corner of the field, Gary. But we'll take it.
So we will take it.
That'll push North Davies back. But you're exactly right. The right side of the line, obviously, for the people here, the person hiking the ball is a center. You got a guard on each side of him and then a tackle on each side of the guard. On the right side, they're an arm's length away.
Big time.
On the left side, they're...
Yeah, on the left side, it's huge.
Like, you literally could drive a car through that one. Maybe a smaller foreign car.
See what
car,
they do here.
Still have a bigger split on the left side.
Yeah,
look at
that.
Ooh. Comas is going to throw it. Incomplete.
That might be it.
Not sure why you dial up that on a third down and goal when you've ran the ball
so
consistently
well.
So it's going to be fourth down.
We'll take it, though.
Oh, John. Absolutely. It's great for us. I'm a little.
They did a play action with a little swing pass, and the receiver lost his footing, and the quarterback didn't throw a very good ball.
I'm a little perplexed. But anyway, be that as it may, it's fourth down, fourth and goal from the 10, or from the 8, excuse me. Stops the clock with 10:08 to go here in the second quarter. North Davies on top, 6-0. Comas in the shotgun. Let's see if Washington can get another fourth down stop. As Comas is going to throw it again. He's got pressure. Rolls, throws back, and is caught for a touchdown. Pass was completed to number 15, Ted Lampson, for the touchdown.
He's the same one that caught the ball earlier. So, gosh darn, the quarterback rolled right, and he's the outside receiver. All the other receivers broke to the sideline. He did a 10-yard, looked like a curl, but then he – turned it in.
And just kind of drifted.
He got away from the DB, and the DB lost track of him. And, I mean, it was a pretty good pass because he threw it away from the defense low, the only place that his guy could catch it.
12-0 is your score. North Davies here to attempt the two-point conversion. Comas is going to roll to his left, looking to throw, and throws it away off the hands of the intended receiver.
Man, they're meeting that track around the field, aren't they?
Yes, sir. 10 minutes to go here in the first half. North Davies on top, 12-0. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow. 10 minutes to go here in the first half. North Davies was going to spot us there an extra 5 yards on the kickoff, but they finally got it on the 40.
Oh, and he's putting it right in the mud spot, too.
Yeah.
I wonder if he knows he can move that thing.
Yeah, we won't
tell
him.
In between the hashes.
Cougars on top, 12-0. And the kick, nice kick. Going to be fielded by Hardeman at the 10. Julius. Got some room to run up the middle. Slips as he tries to make a cut. It's going to bring it out to the 25-yard line. And that's where Washington will take over.
So that's the second time on the kickoff return. We just let the thing hit 5 yards in front of us and then try to field it. And then you bobble it around a little bit before you pick it up. It's much better if you can get underneath that ball. I'm not understanding why.
Those are things we can get away with when the field conditions are pristine. We'll talk about the field condition here momentarily as Hatchets make it to the line here.
It's not super sloppy muddy out there.
Not yet. It's starting to get that way, though, if
it
you
is.
Look down here. But
it
Penley
is.
In the shotgun trips to the near side. Pitch out to Laguerre. Kevin cuts to the outside. Kevin to the 30, 35.
He's gone. Oh!
Go!
Oh, man.
I tell you what.
What a run.
And I got to give a call out here to Gage Memory, who blocked the corner. got away from him. He turned back around and blocked him again to allow Kevin to get to the edge. So good job. You know, we've harped on this a little bit about the receivers not blocking, but Gage Memring did a good job there of staying on his block and allowing Kevin to get the first down run right there.
That was nice. I tell you, we got Kevin, though, made a great play at the start because the defensive end came free. Actually, yeah, it would have been the defensive end.
And we're going to draw North Davies offsides.
All right.
So we're going to get five freebies. So go ahead, Gary. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. That was a quick play. So that was a quick pitch, okay? What you call that is Kevin set. He was hit set to the near side here. We get the snap and directly it's a quick pitch to the outside this way. And Kevin had a defensive end come straight up at him, and Kevin gave him a little shake and then stiff-armed him and got to the outside. So great moves by him, especially with the field conditions, being able to make a cut.
First and five for the Hatchets inside Cougar territory at the Cougar 49. Irvin in motion. Penley takes a snap, rolls to his right. Penley's just going to keep it. Jaden cuts it back inside, is going to gain a yard maybe. I thought originally he would be able to just cut it and just go, but he tried to bump it outside for a gain of about a yard. So,
We're trying to get everything to the edge, it looks like. Kind of been our story here the first three games too, instead of just taking what's there.
So now we're going to see, because we're on the far hash. So it's going to be interesting to see if we use the wide side of the field here with 9:15 to go in the first half, down 12-0. You got three receivers to the near side. You're going to have Trey Reed backside one-on-one. We'll see what happens here. Penley hands it off to Laguerre. Kevin looking to get room. Kevin, nice job by Kevin. He's going to have a first down. Just hang on to the football, Kevin.
Yeah, they're trying to rip it out, aren't they, holding him up? And here comes a flag.
There we go. Finally.
They blew the whistle, and North Davies kept going, pushing, shoving, trying to rip the ball out. Here comes a flag.
Coach Durnell is livid over on the sideline and having it out with the official.
So I tell you, John, though, while we have this break, so we're in trips and we're running the play this to the trip side when Kevin's getting the ball. The thing is, our slot, so the closest one to the end of the scrimmage, is pretty wide out, and their defensive end keeps shooting straight up field, and he's touching Kevin every time, but Kevin's getting lucky to use the speed and get around him. But, man, I think we've got to make that adjustment where our slot squeezes in a little tighter.
We need, like on that one, I thought if we would have brought Irvin in motion and used him to crack him back, then Kevin's got a touchdown run perhaps.
Yep.
Nonetheless, first and 10 from the Cougar 29-yard line. Penley in the shotgun. Irvin in motion.
There it is. You just called it. Wow, you're right on point.
They're going to pitch out to Hardeman. Julius has got room. Julius to the 10. Julius Hardeman in for the touchdown. We got a flag on the play. I'm not really – the flag was back just a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be on North Davies, I believe. Let's see what they do here.
Yeah. So we're going to see. Will that be happens on the kickoff, I think, is what they're
personal
calling.
Foul, face mask on North Davies. So Washington on the scoreboard with a huge run for Julius Hardeman. We've been waiting for this all night.
You called it, though, John. I got to give you props. They brought Irvin in motion toward our line of scrimmage, and we snapped it off early, and he cracked back on the end because Coach sees the same thing we're seeing. They're sending their end straight in. And, man, that opened it up on the outside, and Hardeman got north-south quick.
And we got too many people on the field. So.
Oh, boy. No, you hate to burn a timeout on a PAT, guys.
So, again, a mental letdown here is we didn't have the right personnel on the field. So, let's set the stage here. We had a senior moment. And I don't mean senior in high school either. 8:53 on the clock. North Davies on top, 12-6, pending the extra point here. But the good news is we've gone through some adversity here, but now we're coming back. And we can kind of feel the momentum a little bit change. And if we can continue to run the football and do some of those things with Julius and Kevin, the way we've done it, things can change here pretty quickly. You can throw everything else out the window with these sloppy field conditions and –
I agree. You know what? We're telling North Davies, okay, fine, you keep doing that. You keep bringing that outside backer or that defensive end straight in, and we'll just crack you inside. And you called it. You hit it right on the head. And, man, we finally did that in Hardeman. I've not seen him run that hard with the ball. When he saw daylight,
he took off.
He hasn't run that hard all year.
No.
And it was that, nice to see.
It was a great run. Lance Roach into attempt, the point after.
Good snap.
Lance.
Good
gets
hold.
It away. Looks good from here. It's good. 12-7 is your score. North Davies on top. 8:53 to go here in the first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
John Gear and Gary Isaac back here at Hatchet Hollow. You are listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW-FM Washington. 8:53 to go here in the first half. North Davies on top, 12-6. Washington just scored on a run by Julius Hardeman. And then we have an adjusted kickoff here because there was a personal foul
that
on the touchdown run. So we're going to kick off from North Davies' 45-yard line.
That's
so
here, a 15-yard adjustment, John. That's huge.
So here's the thing. If we don't pin them deep and get the field position in our favor here, that's our own fault.
So not only did we score a touchdown and get the extra point, they did that penalty. They got the penalty, and this is huge. This is momentum, right?
Yep.
We stop them down here. This could be a total game changer.
Roach kicks it away. Nice kick
good
by Lance.
Kick.
Into
right
the
end
zone. So
nice.
North Davies will start on the 20.
5 yards deep. That's his best kick. So even if we're kicking normal, that's down to the 10.
Yeah, that would be a nice kick.
He really got into that ball.
Yeah, he made a nice kick there. Especially, it's hard to kick when you got sloppy field conditions. And one thing I will say, I don't want to harp on this, but as we travel on through the season, unfortunately, our field is the worst conditioned field that we're going to see all season. And unfortunately, we have to play on it more than anybody else. So hopefully, at some point, we can get that remedied here.
I would agree with you, John. It's it does look better than what it's looked in years past, but I will say our field does look like it's in bad shape, especially when we look like a Princeton field, right? That was
absolutely
a nice-looking field.
Comas in the shotgun. High snap. Hands it off to Owens. Owens looked like he was going to take off there. Gained about 4 on the play. Look, the handoff was a little shaky.
Yes, it was. It was a high snap, and Owen said, I'm going, so if you can't give it to me, you better run
yeah,
behind me.
Yeah, it was almost one of those ones where you're just going to have to keep it and act like it was a designed keeper.
I'm pretty sure the quarterback actually dove forward to give it to him.
Second 5 for the Cougars. Ball on the Cougar 25-yard line.
Come on, guys.
Comas in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Owens, nice, who is met behind the line of scrimmage for the first time tonight.
Ball, ball, ball. I like what we're doing.
They already blew the whistle, but, nice job.
Jake, I guarantee if they talked to him over here on our sideline, because when they were trying to rip it from Kevin earlier, now we're doing the same thing. 3 guys hit him. 2 of them are ripping the ball away while the other one's holding them up.
We just got to be careful not to try to rip and not tackle.
No, I agree. That's a worry, right? So – what did we get, minus 2 yards?
Yeah, so it's going to be 3rd and 8 coming up here for the Cougars. Ball on their own 22, I believe, 21, we'll say. 7:43 to go here in the first half.
This is where they might go on, too. We got to be smart here.
And we're going to have to burn another timeout.
We are confused out there, John.
We got too many personnel issues here. So while Coach Durnell talks it over with the defense, we're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
It's time once again for Jeep Adventure Days at the Washington Chrysler Center. Create your next adventure behind the wheel of a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee. The new redesigned Jeep Cherokee now comes with up to $4,000 in rebates and starts as low as $22,708. Or choose the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee, now with $5,000 in rebates, starting as low as $35,647. Jeep Adventure Days continue for a limited time only. Adventure Seekers, this Jeep's for you. At the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
your number one Hatchet fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us, your number one.
All right. Back here at Hatchet Hollow, North Davies looking at a 3rd and 8 from their own 21-yard line. Comas in the shotgun. He's back to pass. He's going to have some pressure from the backside. Throws out incomplete.
Nice.
Huge, Gary. I mean, John, huge defensive stop for the Hatchets.
Oh man, so this is that momentum swing, and you know what? It's going with those PATs. Those are a big deal. It's 12-7. We just need to get this ball in the end zone, boys. We need to take care of this punt first, because this worries me too. It's a sloppy field, wet ball. We've got to field the ball.
Absolutely, Julius Hardeman going to be back deep to receive the punt. So we should get good field position out of this. But here's what I'm concerned about is not having any mental mistakes and any silly penalties on what could be a very short kick, you know, something out of
the world. Look at this formation.
That is a very short kick, and everybody needs to get away from the football. Move away from the football.
Hey, all right, we'll take it.
So we're going to have the football on the Cougar 47-yard line. So great field position starting out here for the Hatchets. Now let's do something with it as we did last drive. 7:24. To go here in the first half, North Davies on top, 12-7. Washington with the football. They will start inside of Cougar territory on their on the Cougar 47. And we'll see what happens here. See what kind of formation we come out with.
I'd like to see us do the eye one more time. We haven't went back to
look
that.
At this. We got trips to the far side. Trey Reed all by himself down here.
I tell you what, though, running the ball got us a lot of success in the last drive.
Let's see what happens, though. I feel a pass to Trey Reed coming on here. We'll see what happens. Penley in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands it off to Laguerre. Kevin, nowhere to go. He's going to be dropped.
Uh-oh. Got some extra pushing. So, man, they had 5 down linemen. North Davies did on that, and I'm hoping the guys up top or, you know, Jake and them see this, but they've got 5 coming, and they are playing pretty soft outside, so we do have – they are giving us short passes right now.
I tell you what, on that, it's hard. I mean, it's easy for us to say this, but if you end up with 5 down linemen like that and you got Trey Reed down there, you check down to a pass and get it out to him. 2nd and 13 here, under 7 to go. Irvin in motion. High snap, handled by Penley. Penley looking to run. Not a whole lot of room, but he's going to make something out of it.
Yeah, that's not a bad run.
We got a penalty. We got a holding
on Trey.
On Trey Reed, mm-hmm. It appears. So that's going to negate almost a 7-yard run. Mm-hmm. So that's going to come back. So, you know, in his defense, too, it's slippery. It's hard to hang on to blocks without grabbing a little jersey when it's wet and slippery.
Right.
But you just can't do it in front of the referee.
No. I tell you what, though, North Davies starting to give us fits. So they've got 4 down linemen. What they're doing is bringing one of their smaller linebackers up into the gap, mm-hmm. and he's picking a gap, and he's standing up, but he's on the line. So they've got 5 guys coming, and it's giving our younger offensive linemen a challenge here.
We're having some issues with the blocking assignments. Penley back to pass. Penley throws it deep downfield to Reed. Trey's got an edge.
Oh, throw a flag. There we go. Pass interference, so we'll take it. But, man, John.
I thought Trey Reed was going to come down with a one-handed snag.
Man, I thought I was going to see the same play we saw a couple weeks ago where he caught that one-handed ball while the guy's hanging on to his waist.
We almost had that. But, like you said, we'll take the pass interference call.
Yeah, I tell you, I wish it was spot foul like the NFL, though. Because that ball was all the way down to, what, the 20?
The 20. So
20-yard line.
Either way, we're going to have a 1st and 10. 6:28 to go here in the first half.
You know what, though? It's not a bad play by North Davies there. If you're B, and you're always, as a coach, you always teach your guys this. Because in high school football, that would have been a 30-yard completion, right?
Right.
And I don't even think it's going to give us a first down, or is it? Oh, it does, barely.
So basically, yeah, you're right. That was a smart play because you gained –
15 yards.
15 yards in field position. So why not? Now, I don't know that the DB was thinking that in his mind, but it just worked out that way.
It did work out. But, so the coach is thinking, not a bad play. We're fine. Let's go,
right.
guys.
Trips to the near side. Irvin in motion. Penley takes a snap. Penley's going to roll.
Screen.
He's was going to try a screen,
no.
And Penley is going to be dropped.
Penley, that's not good.
For a 15-yard loss, he's going to try to throw a middle screen. Wasn't open. Penley tried to get away from it. Just tried to do too much there.
Yeah.
And it's going to bring the ball all the way back to midfield.
Mm.
So second and 23 coming up here for the Hatchets. 6 minutes to go here in the first half, down 12-7. We want to thank the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated, Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, and the A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Second and 23 from the 50, and we have a delay of game.
Oh, no, you guys didn't even restart the clock.
So I'm not sure. That seemed a little quick on the trigger.
That was very quick.
So I'm not 100% sure what just happened. So, All right. So now the ball is going to be at the Hatchet 45-yard line, second and 28.
Oh, goodness.
Spread formation. Penley in the shotgun. Laguerre motions out. Penley back to pass. He's got a little bit of pressure. He throws it deep and almost picked off.
Dropped it.
So, again, we saw this last week. We had Trey Reed and Kevin Laguerre basically occupying the same spot.
Yeah, so they didn't run trips to the wide side of the field. It was the short side of the field, and they both run go routes, and they're both in the same area. Unfortunate there.
We'll stop the clock with 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Hatchets back to the line. Third and 28. Trips to the far side. Trey Reed split out to the near side. Penley back to pass. Penley looking for Reed. Throws it. Trey's there. Trey makes it.
Oh, he dropped.
Oh,
man, what a.
Jumped up.
Good effort.
Almost pulled in.
Would have been a first down. It was all the way to the 20 again.
And you know what? That's what you got to do. I mean, you got to
take
a shot here.
A shot. That's not bad. He had two guys over there, but he out-jumped them. And when he brought it from up top, he brought it down to his waist and it just fell all the way down his body. Man, we thought he had it.
So, again, though, that shows that we can do something with that. Is Dalton Irvin back to punt.
Oh, my goodness.
Terrible snap. But Dalton gets a nice kick away. Let it take a hatchet bounce.
Keep going because there's nobody back there. Just let it go.
So Washington is going to down the ball at the Cougar 16-yard line. So nice job of field position right there. Now the defense needs to do something with it. Let's get a turnover because, Gary, as you alluded to, those mixed, easy for me to say, right, missed extra point opportunities could come in huge here in a game where touchdowns may come at a premium because if we score again, regardless –
we're ahead by one, right?
Right. Of what happens, we're ahead.
Yeah.
So, you know, in a game where it's probably going to be close, that could be a huge
deal.
That's
where when you're ahead by one, you got to believe Jake's going to go for two to put us up by three, right?
Absolutely, because I don't think they can kick field goals. As Comas keeps it, is going to be tackled.
Oh, easy now.
Shoo. Nice job there by Tyler Gilley and Damian Garcia with the tackle. Although Comas gained about 5 on the play, I think everybody in the building, everybody at the field thought that Owens was going to get the football, including me.
That was his first time to run the ball, so.
So second and 5.
We did hit him pretty hard. I don't know. Comas doesn't look like a real big guy. That might be one of the reasons why he didn't run the ball a lot.
That could be true.
He's 5'8", 140.
Yeah, so he probably won't do that a whole lot. Going to hand it off to Owens. Owens around the outside. Cuts it back inside. It's going to have enough for a first down.
7-yard run.
So North Davies will have a fresh set of downs here with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter on top, 12-7. Ball is on the Cougar 28-yard line.
Now, the worst thing we can do here is let them keep moving the ball and put some more points on the board here before half.
Because we do get the football to start the second half.
Yeah, we need a stop right here.
Comas in the shotgun. Owens next to him. Oh, bad snap over his head. Comas is going to try to run.
Picked it up.
Which
what
is
in the world?
He throws the ball, completes the pass, fumbles the ball. They're going to call an incomplete pass. What a hodgepodge of football there.
Holy cow, if you guys could keep up on that. So, to start the play, it was a snap over his head. The quarterback goes back, and instead of just falling on it, I mean, he had guys right behind him. I can't believe he had the guts to reach down and just pick it up, John, because
well,
he normally
you
fumble. And then he runs out and makes a pass that, to us, appeared to be completed. Kid got hit, and then he fumbled. So, they called it incomplete. So, we're back to second and 10.
That was a whole lot of excitement for no gain. Holy cow. You got to give it to him, man. That takes
I can't believe he picked it up like that, John.
That takes intestinal fortitude.
With a wet ball, you know, in these conditions, going back to normally the coach says just get on it in the fetal position and cover it up.
And North Davies is going to take a timeout. Gee whiz, I can't talk. It's past my bedtime. 3:55 to go here in the first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. North Davies 12, Washington 7. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Back here at Hatchet Hollow, North Davies with a second and 10. Comas going to throw it, fakes a pass. He's going to throw it deep, floats it up in the air. Irvin there.
Oh, no.
And pass is completed at midfield. And I got to tell you, if it wasn't already raining, that pass would have brought rain because it was lofted way up there. Irvin just couldn't rotate over fast enough. Pass is completed. First down for North Davies at midfield.
Who caught that? Was that the...
That was Sampson, I believe, number 15.
Six did?
I thought
number
it was...
six did.
Oh, was it six? I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his name.
Krusenklaus.
First and 10 for the Cougars. Hand off to Owens. Around the outside, he's got all kinds of room to run. Cuts it inside, outside, still on his feet, going to be knocked out of bounds. It's on the track again. That kid is going to not want to come back here. Does have enough for a first down, though. Okay, I thought everybody, they weren't moving the sticks. I thought there might have been a penalty somewhere. But so, first down for North Davies, ball on the hatchet. 36-yard line?
15-yard gain.
So, like you mentioned, Gary, the worst thing that could happen here, and this is an obvious statement, but to keep North Davies from scoring, because we get the ball in the second half to start, we got 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go till halftime. North Davies on top, 12-7. Washington desperately needs to stop them from getting in the end zone here. Yeah. Comas is going to hand it off to Owens and is dragged down after about a 5-yard gain, we'll call it.
Actually, that's Malone.
Was that Malone? That was Malone.
That was Malone. It's hard to tell because they're both number 20s, and by now their jerseys are kind of turning a little brown.
Yeah, they're a little muddy. So second 5 coming up here for North Davies. Clock is still running. We're under 3 minutes to go.
We need a break, John, and I thought we had it with that bad snap earlier. And
how they got out of that, I'll never know.
I don't know. And
you got to give Comas credit.
And then you go back to the pass.
Right.
How in the world? I thought that was going to get intercepted.
And we're going to have to burn our third and final timeout of the half as we again have personnel issues. So we're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Andy Arvin, owner of Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan, it's our mission and our greatest priority at Edley Mortuary. Many people who enter into a prepaid funeral contract don't fully understand their transferability rights. Prepaid funeral contracts can easily be transferred. Simply contact Edley Mortuary and we will assist you. For more information, call Edley Mortuary at 812-254-3612.
Ace's Restaurant in the Washington Country Club offers a delicious lunch and dinner menu 6 days a week. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen from Ace's. From our delicious age-certified Angus beef filet to bourbon salmon, wings, Monterey chicken, and so much more, the Ace's menu has something to satisfy everyone's taste buds. Come on in and see us at Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road, open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. Be sure to follow us on the Ace's Restaurant and Bar Facebook page for our daily lunch and dinner specials.
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. North Davies on top, 12-7. Cougars set. Comas in the shotgun. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Going to hand it off to Malone. All kinds of room to run to the outside. Is going to be out of bounds at the 15. They're going to actually mark him out at the 17. So that's going to start. We got a hatchet down on the field here. I have no idea who that is because we can't really see numbers from this point.
So, gosh darn, you know, we're going to go back to what we've talked about in the first 3 weeks of the season here. You know, teams are running to the outside for a reason. Their perimeter blockers are able to block our cornerbacks. Instead of our cornerbacks fighting to get off that block to come up to stop the outside run, we're just letting them get into us, and we stand there locked up until the running back gets to us, which is 10 yards downfield. John, it's killing us.
Yeah, we're definitely struggling to get off our blocks for sure. So let's kind of set the stage for everybody here. That was kind of a chaotic series of events. 2:37 to go here in the first half. North Davies on top, 12-7. They will have the football and a first down from the Hatchet 17-yard line when we resume play as the trainers are out there attending to the injured Hatchet player, which with these new jerseys, I really can't see who that is. So we'll give you an update on that here momentarily. So while we wait to see what's going on there, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take 60 seconds so you can hear some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419.
Tim Dant.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve, with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
John Gear and Gary Isa back here at Hatchet Hollow. As just getting the update here, Heritage Hills and Jasper will be played tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So good luck in that monsoon. As the injured Hatchet player is still down, still trying to figure out who that is, and as soon as we know, we will pass that information along. In the meantime, we want to thank some of our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Bill Dobson Ford, the Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. WTHI, coverage you can count on. Your Edward Jones financial advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with us, your number one.
Who is that?
And Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. I think it's number 55. Cullen Evans, if I had to guess. Looks like he's got an ankle. or a knee injury of some sort. I don't know. He's got a couple players helping
taking him straight to the training room. That's normally
not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
So let's hope for the best for him. North Davies is going to have a 1st and 10 from the Hatchet 17-yard line.
It was either 50 or 51. We're here.
Oh, if it's 50, it's Franklin Guzman.
50.
Franklin Guzman. So let's hope Franklin's okay. Comas in the shotgun, takes a snap, going to hand it off to Owens, who tries to cut it around, slips, is going to be tackled for a gain of a yard maybe on the play. So big break there for the Hatchets. Nice tackle by Kevin Laguerre. As it's going to be 2nd and 9, 2:14 and counting. We have no way to stop the clock here, not that we would really want to, as long as we're going to be on defense. So
that was a great job by Kevin. It goes back to the play that I was talking about before. He got off the block, cut out the outside, and guess what? He had nowhere to go.
2nd and 9, Comas in the shotgun, hands it off to Owens. Owens falls down. It looked like his knee touched first, but they are going to mark him down at the line of scrimmage. So going to be 3rd and 10 coming up here, 3rd and 11. So good call by the official there, because it looked like his knee was down. 3rd and 11. So Washington in desperate need of a stop.
We need a stop because we get the ball.
A minute and a half to go here in the first half of action.
Well, they've got 15 really spread out here wide.
Yes, they do. Carrico on him. Comas looking to pass. Throws a wounded duck. And we caught a huge break because our defender,
which was Kevin.
No, that is number it? 5, Alex. Oh, boy. I know, Coach told me his name, Diadune. I'm sure I messed that up, and I apologize. He got turned around and then actually tripped over Damian Garcia, and luckily
Kevin was the one that – okay, so I thought Kevin was the closest to it that – made the play from not happening, at least covering the receiver.
4th and 11. Comas going to try to run it, and nobody. And look at, we got all kinds of extracurriculars. No call there.
All right, so we got the ball.
So we have the football with 1:03 to go here. So what do you do, Gary? You got the ball down here. You don't want to turn it over. You get the ball back in the second half. You just take a knee and go into halftime?
You know what? I'd like to go back to that play we saw earlier where you're going to motion in and crack back and try to hit the edge and see what it gets you again, because we haven't went back to that play since then. And you got to believe they're going to bring the heat off the edge.
Yeah, because Washington's going to have the ball on their own 15-yard line. 1:03 to go here in the first half, trailing 12-7. Trips to the far side. Trey Reed all alone down here on the near side. Hardeman in motion. Going to hand it off to Julius. Julius gets through there. Going to have a modest gain of about 3 on the play. Clock still running. Under 1 minute to go. See what Washington does here. Going to stay in the same formation. Penley in the shotgun. Back to pass. We got a flag on the play. Hang on to it, Jaden. Jaden's going to have a nice run, though, but probably going to be negated as he's still on his feet.
Get out of bounds, buddy.
Out to the 30, but there's a flag on the play, so the clock is going to stop. Based on where the flags are, actually, there's 2 flags. Clock is stopped at 27.1 seconds to go here in the first half. We got 2 flags on the play. We'll see what happens here. Washington trailing 12-7 here. They will have the ball to start the second half. We got a penalty on the Hatchets. And I don't know if both flags are for the same thing. So that's going to back us up here. So 27 seconds to go. You got to imagine that we're just going to be happy with where we're at and go into the locker room. But
I would agree.
We'll see what happens here. Penley in the shotgun.
I wouldn't think we're going to pass here because an incomplete pass would stop the clock.
Penley takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Laguerre.
Hold on to the ball, buddy.
And that's going to be all she wrote here for the first half of action. As Washington's going to go into the locker room, trailing North Davies 12-7 here at halftime on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to discuss some stats and some other scores from the area here at halftime. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM WAMW.
Farmers, planting is over and harvest is a few weeks down the road. Before harvest gets here, make sure your equipment is ready for the fall. Contact Freddie Energy in Washington for all your lubricants, air cleaners, and filters to have your equipment in peak operating condition. Freddie Energy also offers top quality fuels and lubricants that will allow you to get the most out of your equipment and decrease downtime. Do not head into the fields for harvest without a visit to Freddie Energy in Washington for every. Farmers, planting is over and harvest is a few weeks down the road. Before harvest gets here, make sure your equipment is ready for the fall. Contact Freddie Energy in Washington for all your lubricants, air cleaners, and filters to have your equipment in peak operating condition. Freddie Energy also offers top quality fuels and lubricants that will allow you to get the most out of your equipment and decrease downtime. Do not head into the fields for harvest without a visit to Freddie Energy in Washington for everything you need to keep that equipment in the field and not in the shop.
Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's 2 Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Davies County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
John Gear and Gary Issa back here at Soggy Hatchet Hollow. It is halftime. North Davies on top, 12-7. And Gary, as you, I'll give you a few minutes to kind of figure out the stats here, but to kind of set the stage for folks who are just tuning in or just checking in on the progress here, North Davies started off 12-0. Washington answered with a Julius Hardeman touchdown run, and early it was just a game of mental mistakes for the Hatchets. You know, as we talked about them shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have. They needed some bulletproof shoes. Luckily, we kind of righted the ship a little bit there in that second quarter, got on the board, and as you mentioned, North Davies' two touchdowns were accompanied by no extra points. So in a game that hopefully or appears to be fairly close, that could be a huge deal coming up here as Washington, as we mentioned, if they get in the end zone here on this first possession, they're going to have the lead whether they get any extra points or not.
Right. No, I'm with you 100%. Extra points, and, you know, we want to sometimes take those for granted, but I tell you what, it could play out big in our favor here, especially getting the ball first thing coming out here second half. And I've got the stats ready now, John, if you want to go through those. And I think we're going to see some things that we need to focus on to do a little better coming out second half to hopefully control the ball game and keep it in our favor.
All right, let her rip, man.
So we'll go through North Davies first. So Owens, which we've heard his name an awful lot tonight, 17 carries, 161 yards, and a touchdown, which, you know, first play, you take away the 55, he's still over 100 yards rushing even without that long run. Malone's got 6 carries for 57. And then Comas, the quarterback's 2 for 8. Passing-wise, they're 3 for 5, 51 yards and a touchdown. Basically, that's the story for their side. For our side, we've got Kevin, 8 carries, 39 yards. Penley's got 5 for negative 12. Mason, 1 for 13. Hardiman, 3 for 32, which the one was a 30-yard touchdown. And then Penley is 2 for 5 for 51 yards. Again, the one to read was for 48, and we had that unfortunate fumble. So that turnover, and we talked about it before, you know, the game, keys to focus here, success to focus or to win the game is going to be turnovers, right? Keeping the ball on our side, moving the chains for first downs. And, boy, if you look at the yardage here, it's definitely one-sided at this point.
Yeah, we're based on the stats, we should be lucky that we're only down 12-7 because the stats would indicate otherwise.
Yeah, especially for rushing, right? I mean, if you total all that up together, which I haven't done that yet, we're looking at, what, 19 for 169? Roughly 25 carries for over 220 yards.
That's a lot for half a football.
Yes.
12-7 is your score. North Davies on top. We're struggling to find scores here because a lot of games have been delayed. I know some games have been played, so we'll get those to you here in just a little bit as we are about 9.5 minutes away from second half action here on a soggy Friday night. At least we're playing football, though, tonight. I know there was a lot of discussion here in the press box about whether we'd get this thing in tonight, and I think we were all wrong, so it might end up being Saturday before we're done, but we're going to get her done tonight. So,
yeah, it's definitely a late night, and I'm starting to feel it too as we're talking here. We're both stumbling over our words, but I'm glad we're getting the game in tonight because I think tomorrow's just going to be even worse. And I know you talked about Jasper. They're going to play tomorrow at Jasper, but at least with their field being a turf field, it's not going to be nasty like our field would get as far as muddy. I do know the Linton score. I don't know if you've given that update.
I have not.
Because I did have somebody give me that. Linton won their first game tonight 34-7, and they were playing North Vermilion.
Over the Fighting Crabtrees.
I think you said the Terre Haute score, right?
Terre Haute South beat Terre Haute North, which I think is an upset. If I'm saying that right, I think South won 21-13. So, I know it's a big battle up in Vigo County. I know we're trying to get some other. I do know that Princeton defeated Mount Carmel. I think it was 14-6. I believe was the final score.
Really?
So here's the thing.
Wow.
Mount Carmel struggling so far in conference play. Princeton obviously doing well. The game I don't know about that I'd really like to see is Mount Vernon and Vincennes.
Yep. So here's
they started playing it. At 9:50, I was told, so they should be maybe a little behind us. So let's see.
Here we go. Okay, so I've got some updates here.
Okay,
Vincennes is up 22-0 over Mount Vernon in the third quarter. Let's see here. What else do we have? We got Gibson Southern. They played Henderson County tonight. Henderson County won 23-0 over Gibson Southern. You got Boonville winning 34-0 over Harrisburg. Evansville Harrison beat Evansville North 18-12 in overtime.
Oh, wow.
You got Castle beating Bossy tonight 30-12. Memorial up big. They won 51-14 over Mater Dei.
Wow.
Evansville Central winning over Wrights 26-21. How about
that's
that?
That's a shocker.
That's a shocker. Tecumseh 13 over Forest Park 0. Got Paoli winning over Perry Central 26-6 in the fourth quarter. Southridge winning big 69-3 over North Posey. Tell City is up on Pike Central 6-0 in the third quarter. That game's been postponed till tomorrow. And then you said the Princeton 14-6 over Mount Carmel. But that's all the updates I saw, and that's on the Evansville Courier website.
So here's the thing. The Big 8 Conference title is Boonville's to lose at this point. As, you know, we talked about early on in the season how we thought they were the best team in the conference. Yep. They proved that by beating Jasper. I think they'll handle everybody else. Which, I mean, you never know. The Vincennes-Mount Vernon score is a little surprising to me. I thought Mount Vernon would
Might
make
give
that
them a game, yeah.
would give them a game. And who knows? Mount Vernon does like to throw the ball a lot. Obviously, these conditions hamper that quite a bit. So who knows? As we play Mount Vernon, we will travel to Mount Vernon next week. So we got the two back-to-back long road trips as we go to Mount Vernon and then turn around and go to Mount Carmel before we come back here. So
wow. So. You know, and on the site, people post things. So that Memorial game that I told you, mm-hmm. they're up pretty big over Modern Day. Their quarterback threw 13 for 21 for 273 yards and four touchdowns. They had a receiver that had five catches, 195 yards for four
wow.
touchdowns.
I'm going to tell you right now, Michael Lindauer from Memorial.
Yep, that's who it is.
Will be a Mr. Football finalist. I don't know if he'll win or not. But he will definitely be a finalist. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the state.
I've not had the opportunity to watch him play. It sounds like this receiver they've got is pretty good, too. That Combs is his name. So
Lindauer is a D1 quarterback.
Okay.
He's got the size. He's got the arm strength. He's got it all. I don't know, you know, if he plays other sports or where his focus is, but he could definitely be a D1 football player. So,
wow.
Hopefully we don't have to see them in the sectionals we have the last couple of years, but – you know, if history repeats itself, we will be against them.
Right.
It's just, it's not fun
because
they are, well, you know, they're the defending state champs. So,
yep. So, you know, I'm looking at this too. It's saying number 4 Central defeats number 8 Wright. So that was a big, big game. I didn't realize
Central was that good. So,
and especially after losing their running back, because didn't they have that kid last year that led the state?
The word on the street was he was transferring to Princeton, which. He just kept on going to Decatur, Illinois, so luckily for us. But, yeah, he was one of the leading rushers in the country last year. So, got about 4 minutes to go here until we get kicked off a second half action. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to finish up the halftime show and get the second half kicked off for you. You're listening to Hatchet Football and Memories, 107.9 FM WAMW.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington invites you to bring the family for a great night of family fun. Every Friday and Saturday, we crank up the jukebox for Rock and Bowl. Throughout the week, league play continues, and you cannot bowl on an empty stomach. The Kingpin Bowling Center snack bar is one of the best, with a full menu from appetizers to the main dish. New items have been added, including wings, stroms, hot ham and cheese, and of course, great pizza. The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington invites you to bring the family for a great night of family fun. Every Friday and Saturday, we crank up the jukebox for Rock and Bowl. Throughout the week, league play continues, and you cannot bowl on an empty stomach. The Kingpin Bowling Center snack bar is one of the best, with a full menu from appetizers to the main dish. New items have been added, including wings, stroms, hot ham and cheese, and of course, great pizza. The Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington.
Pepsi is proud to be the trusted beverage partner of Washington High School and Hatchet's Athletics. PepsiCo is the parent company of such iconic brands as Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, Mist Twist, 7-Up, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, Tropicana, Lipton, and Naked. Pepsi Beverages Company in Elberfeld strives to be the lifetime Pepsi beverage distributor of our area schools and athletic programs. When you're needing a beverage that will always quench your thirst, reach for a cold Pepsi or Pepsi product.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
I'm back. It's me, Potho. Did you miss me? I'm down here at the corner just waiting for you to drop in. You know you're going to bump into me sooner or later. And FYI, I do like a little salt on the rim.
Don't let potholes give you a rough way to go. Bill Dobson Ford has alignments starting at $69.95, and alignment checks are free. Hey, we all hit a bump in the road now and then. Schedule your alignment at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com. Additional parts and labor are extra.
John Gear and Gary Issa back here at Hatchet Hollow. It's halftime as we are a couple minutes away from the second half kickoff. I want to thank you for tuning in to Hatchet Football right here on WAMW FM Washington. As we get some things together here, Gary's looking up a few other scores, stats, and things. You know, we obviously one of my favorite actors, Burt Reynolds, passed away the other day. And, you know, most people think about Smokey and the Bandit or various other things that he was involved in. But anytime I think about Burt Reynolds, I think about a Saturday Night Live skit, which we talked about this the pregame, that Norm MacDonald did. And it was a parody. He was playing Burt Reynolds that was on Jeopardy. Will Ferrell was playing the role of Alex Trebek. Mm-hmm. And he changed his name during the game of Jeopardy to Turd Ferguson. And the whole thing was really funny because I don't remember, a year or so ago, there was a Jeopardy contestant who was doing terribly. But in her answer for Final Jeopardy, wrote out the answer to where it made Alex Trebek read the words Turd Ferguson, which I think was her whole goal. So it was just hilarious and a classic skit. If you get the chance, get on YouTube and check it out. It's worth a watch. So yeah, unfortunately, no more skits about Turd Ferguson probably coming up on Saturday Night Live. But be that as it may.
So, here's some scores from Indy, John, because I like, you know, I got to look up the Indianapolis scores sometimes. And I hate to even say this, but Avon played Brownsburg, which is a Henry County rival. You're talking just like here, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just right next door to each other. Both undefeated, and Avon was number two. They just beat Ben Davis. They lost 21-7 to Brownsburg tonight.
Ooh.
So, Center Grove, who started off 0-2. Beat Ben Davis tonight, 29-22.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of crazy to see some of these scores. Looking at, and I know Center Grove's always got a good program, but, boy, I would say Ben Davis right now, they've got to be wondering what in the world because they're ranked number two, and now they've lost twice.
Yeah, that's not a very common occurrence for them to lose.
No, and you know what? Like it's that. Not playoff time yet. Now, let's not – You, that's where the thing up there, the competition back and forth, week in, week out. You have one little injury, and all of a sudden here comes playoff time, and all the kids are healthy again. You might as well just forget about records at that
right.
point. It's just like the Evansville schools. We see it all the time, just like
right.
this Central and Wrights. Who knows? Somebody from Wrights could have been dinged up. You never know. And then
right.
it gets to playoff time, and guess what? It's a whole new schedule.
And, you know, I mean, you hate to – you don't want to make excuses, but – when it rains like this, that can change the complexion of a ball game pretty easily.
Not very good for a team that passes the ball.
No, like we talked about Mount Vernon, they throw the ball a lot. So that probably hampered their game plan this evening.
I would say.
Obviously, even if they're still, I think they're still playing. So we're about ready here for second half action. Washington will start the second half with the football. And again, we've already had the long delay. We had halftime. So which team is going to come out in the second half and put their foot on the gas and try to put this thing away? Is it going to be Washington or is it going to be North Davies?
Yeah, we've got to come out and get the momentum in our favor. This is like starting the game fresh right here. Yes, we're down 6 or 5 points, but you know what? We can set the tone here. They did the same thing to us on the opening kickoff. Now let's see what we can do to them, right?
North Davies set to kick it off here as we start – second half action here at Hatchet Hollow. North Davies on top, 12-7. Ground ball is going to be fielded by Jacob Mason. Nice hard hit there by North Davies. As I don't know what was good. Tyler Gilley.
20 yards away on top of a guy in the middle of the field.
Tyler Gilley is going to give you all he's got every play. You don't have to worry about that.
He got up, though, looked at the ref and said, hey, I'm not doing anything wrong. And they both went their own way.
Like, hey, you didn't see that, did you? Hatchett's going to start on their own 30-yard line, first and 10, just underway here in the third quarter. Feels like something's on fire.
It does.
In the press
it smells
box.
Like burnt rubber up here.
Pitch out to Kevin Laguerre. Kevin
nice
gets
go.
Through the hole. He's still on his feet.
Look
out to midfield.
Look at us. I love it.
Nice run by Kevin Laguerre to start off
nice.
The second half, just the way we wanted him to do it. Ball is going to be in the Cougar territory.
30-yard run to start it off. And, you know, I just said it, too. North Davis did it to us.
Yep.
Opening kickoff, here we go now.
And if you notice, some of the Carrico had a nice block out there to yep. let Kevin get free. And he didn't need a whole lot of space where he can just take off and do another gear. First down for the Hatchets on the Cougar 42-yard line. Penley in the shotgun. Jaden takes a snap, hands it off to Kevin. Kevin up the middle.
Nice run. You know what? I like it. He's lowering his pad level and getting the yards that are there.
I like when he runs between the tackles and just –
yeah, the dancing's gone, right? He's
right.
just getting yards. And look, we just popped off, what, 5 yards?
5 yards. Second and five coming up for the Hatchets. 11-11 to go here in the third quarter, trailing 12-7. Looking to change that here on this first drive. And so far, we've seen a couple good runs by Kevin Laguerre. Trips. Nope, excuse me. Spread formation. Penley in the shotgun. Jaden, back to pass. Pitch out to Kevin. Kevin breaks a tackle, still on his feet. First down and more.
Going.
Kevin's.
Oh, he's gone. Look
Kevin in for the touchdown. Kevin Laguerre.
Nice.
What a play as he broke a tackle at the line of scrimmage and just took off down the sideline in for the touchdown.
You know, you
35-yard touchdown pass from Penley to Laguerre, and Washington has the lead.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a pass play, believe it or not. I know you said pitch out. It was a real quick swing pass, so it really it didn't take long to develop. It was a you run out there 5 yards, I'm going to throw it to you, and, boy, he got the edge. Man, he was gone. Look at that speed. I love it, John.
What a play. And the Hatchets answer to start the second half.
We're just going to kick the extra point here. We're up by one.
On top, 13-12, pending the Lance Roach extra point attempt. Lance's kick is good.
Nice.
14-12 is your score. Hatchets on top. 10:40 to go here in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. And, Gary, just like we talked about, Washington takes the opening possession of the second half. Well, Kevin Laguerre takes it.
He just got 70 total yards of offense there, right? He had 30-yard rush, a 5-yard run, and then we do the pass play, the flare pass for 35
and
yards.
And Kevin just takes it to the house.
So I think we found something that the coaches like. They like Kevin's speed against North Davies, and we finally got him on the edge. Man, he looked good, didn't he?
Absolutely. Man, looked good all game.
He yeah. Different player because you can tell his ankle's not bothering him at all this game.
Going to need a football to kick off here, fellas.
Yeah, and you need a tee, so we've got it out there now.
Going to need a tee and a football.
And he's going, all right, there we go. We're figuring out.
Had an opportunity to talk to Lance's dad, Mike, before the game, and always good to catch up with him. And it may be past his bedtime. I don't know if he's listening or not, but Lance is doing a good job kicking extra points and kickoff duties here this year for the Hatchets. As Lance kicks it away, going to be fielded at the 15, bobbled a little bit, out to the 25, going to be brought back. And you see a little pep in the step of these Hatchets.
I was about to say the same thing, and we're getting excited. I like the emotion we're showing out there on the field. The players are all around one another, getting excited. And that's what we need right now, John. We need to ride this wave and get a stop here, and I can only imagine – the excitement we're going to have on the sideline if we get a stop here.
North Davies will have the football on their own 27-yard line, first and 10 for the Cougars. Hatchets on top, 14-12 here with 10.5 to go in the third. Comas in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Owens. Owens trying to get to the edge. Cuts it back inside to no avail.
Nice tackle.
As was tackled by Anthony Gonterman. Big Anthony Gonterman just planted Owens on his back. Going to be second and seven for the Cougars.
You know what set that up is Penley is the outside backer out here. And that's a change, right, because Penley's always played inside. So that is a change.
He forced him back inside.
Penley got outside the block, and Owens had to cut it all the way back into the middle.
So nice adjustment.
We have
by
made
the
that change.
Defensively.
Yes, I like it.
Second and seven for the Cougars. Comas in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Owens up the middle. He falls forward. He's going to have a pretty nice gain out of that, really. Going to be about 2 yards short of the first down. Going to bring up a third and two, it looks like.
5 yard gain.
9:35 to go here in the third. Washington on top, 14-12. It's starting to get a little more slick out there. It looks like some of the North Davis Cougars are struggling a little more to get their footing. Comas in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Owens again up the – or no, that's Malone, excuse me.
He got the first down.
He barrels forward to the 40, which is going to be enough for a Cougar first down.
5 yard run.
And, you know, he's just going to get in there and lower shoulder and move forward.
And I think their coaching staff has realized now we've got Hardiman and Penley as the outside backers. So now they're running it between tackles with Malone. See if they stick to that.
Comas in the shotgun. First and 10 for the Cougars from their own 40. Going to hand it off to Malone again. Hardiman is going to stop him after about a 3 yard gain. It's going to be second and 7 coming up here for the Cougars. 8:48 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Washington. It's taking the lead, 14-12.
Man, we're really substituting a lot tonight. Have you noticed that, John?
We are. And luckily, right now, we're getting the appropriate number of people on the field.
Yeah.
Second and 7 for the Cougars. Comas. He's going to keep it. He's going to be tackled Jacob Mason.
Mason with the shoelace tackle.
Nice job as Jacob Mason came in on the stunt.
Right, no gain, right back to the line of scrimmage. We'll take that.
Third and 7. Coming up here for the Cougars. 8 minutes on the clock here in the third quarter. And so far, Gear, you got to like what you've seen out of the Hatchets here far in this third quarter.
This is a big play right here, John. Third and 7, we need to stop.
And North Davies is going to talk things over.
There we go.
7:54 to go in the third quarter. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 14, North Davies 12. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10. Leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Back in action here at Hatchet Hollow. North Davies completed a pass to number 6. Number 6, Josh
Krusenklaas.
Yeah, and was just leveled after the play, but great job by him hanging on to the football. It'll be first down in Hatchet territory at the Washington 48-yard line, 7:36 and counting. North Davies with a fresh set of downs. Going to hand it off up the middle. Malone, and that's the thing.
5 yards.
He was hit at the line of scrimmage, but falls forward 5 yards.
We didn't wrap him.
No.
We hit him. And
and our second wave has to come in there and stop that from happening.
Well, and there wasn't, right? He fell on his own. So he got hit at the line. No one wrapped, and he's running backwards and just fell on his own.
After this play, we'll give you an update.
Get off the field.
Turkey trot news.
Oh, we just got a penalty, I bet.
And Comas is going to keep it. Nice tackle by Dalton Irvin, but.
They didn't throw a flag on that.
Yeah, they did. Okay. Well, the guy on the far side threw it.
What in the world?
No, false. They're going to call a false start on North Davies.
I guess the ref right here didn't see him run right in front of him late.
He ran right past him.
Field. We didn't have a guy get off the field in time, and the ref obviously didn't.
I tell you what, if I was North Davies, he's struggling over there, and I don't blame him. All right, from Dwayne Shake, some turkey trot news. The farm stock tractor pools on the grounds tomorrow at 11 a.m. have been canceled. Mud volleyball is obviously still on because it's going to be even muddier.
They won't need to pull the hose out.
No, saving some water there, the turkey trot. Horse pools are on as scheduled at Dinkies tomorrow at 11 a.m. And stay tuned for more updates on WAMW.
So we've got a second 11 here, John.
Second 11 stops the clock at under 7 to go. The officials are having a powwow.
I was about to say the same thing, buddy.
Great minds think alike, Gary.
That's right. What? Now they're waving the flag off. Wow. Wait a second. The ref comes out of the crowd, waves it off, and now the ref's going to go guess where they stopped him at again and put the ball on the field. That
They're
almost
give him a
makes
first
sense.
Down.
That almost makes sense, John. So let's pick up the ball, go talk back at second and 11, and then guess where he got tackled at before and just set it down for a first down.
Huh.
I'm really confused here. Have you ever seen that?
No, I have not. So
it's impressive.
Some new officiating here, but North Davies is going to have a first down on the Hatchet 36. Malone runs into his own guys, falls
good
down.
Tackle.
Somebody grabbed an ankle.
That was Hardiman. Jacob Mason. They're pushing
Hardiman.
Mason back. He's getting.
Everybody's got to just settle
getting
down.
Getting a little mouthy
this
with North Davies.
This is not the time to get a penalty. We're playing well. Let's take our frustrations out during the play in a more constructive fashion. Second 10 coming up, though, for the Cougars.
Here's the deal. It's football, John. You're going to get pushed around and get hit, and sometimes it's going to be after the whistle. You just got to walk away from it because the guy that retaliates is always the guy that gets caught.
Absolutely. Cougars make their way to the line. Comas is going to stay in the shotgun. Play clock down to 2. Going to hand it off to Owens. Owens nowhere to go. And
whistles, guys. Whistles.
Yeah, they're getting a little the whistles aren't really being blown as quickly as what you would think.
Yeah, they don't want the extracurricular, but yet they're not blowing the whistles.
So good news for the Hatchets. It's 3rd and 10. 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. Washington on top, 14-12. Need a stop here.
I'm going to say it again. Big play, right? So the last time on a third. And
spoiler alert, this is a big play.
3rd and 9. So the last time it was 3rd and 8, and they did a pass. They faked the handoff and did a slant.
Comas in the shotgun. Back to pass. Right on cue. Throws it deep downfield.
Oh, offensive pass interference.
And North Davies into the end zone.
Oh, my goodness.
As he threw the Hatchet defender to the ground. And nonetheless, we're not going to get a penalty called, and North Davies has just retaken the lead. Now there's a flag. What on earth is going on?
What's the flag for? Unsportsmanlike on us. Well, I know we're upset because obviously that, John, I mean, we saw it up here. The receiver grabbed our DB.
By the shoulder pad.
Literally pulled him down and then caught the ball. Covered well. Listen, oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm hearing the other radio station down there giving their version of it.
Well, all of you smart folks that are tuned in to us here on 107.9 are getting the true version of what happened. Is North Davies on top, 18-14, attempting the two-point conversion here. Comas going to pass. Got pressure. Throws it back behind him and incomplete. 18-14 remains your score here at Hatchet Hollow. North Davies has retaken the lead. 5:03 to go in the third quarter. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back.
It's time once again for Jeep Adventure Days at the Washington Chrysler Center. Create your next adventure behind the wheel of a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee. The new redesigned Jeep Cherokee now comes with up to $4,000 in rebates and starts as low as $22,708. Or choose the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee, now with $5,000 in rebates, starting as low as $35,647. Jeep Adventure Days continue for a limited time only. Adventure seekers, this Jeep's for you. At the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
John Gear, Gary Issa back here at Hatchet Hollow. North Davies has retaken the lead 18-14 on a suspect, no pass interference call on the offense. And we're having confusion here. The officials forgot to tack in on the penalty.
The unsportsmanlike, so now they get a kickoff from our 45.
Well, if they kick a worm burner like they did last time.
Well,
we'll see what happens here as Kevin Laguerre is back deep in our own end zone.
So the guy that just caught the touchdown pass is their kicker.
See what he does here as the kick is away. Ooh, and as a squib kick, Fisher Owens is going to field it, bobbles it.
No.
Get on the football, and we recover it.
Wow, that did not look good right away.
I got to be honest, I was a little nervous, but it worked out okay. Hardeman recovered it.
A little nervous.
A lot. So we're going to have the ball on our own 15-yard line. Damian Garcia is still pleading his case, but they're not going to make the call, so we got to move forth. First and 10 for the Hatchets on their own 15-yard line, trailing 18-14. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Laguerre in the backfield with Penley. And we got a false start on Hardeman. So we're going to backpedal. And again, mental mistakes plaguing us at this point.
You could see what was going through his mind there at the slot. He saw the outside linebacker creeping up the blitz, and he wanted to get to him.
They called it on North Davies.
Hey, we'll take it.
Some of these calls, I mean, that's a makeup call for not having pass interference, I guess.
5 yards.
I didn't say it was fair. I just said it was a makeup call. Penley in the shotgun. Takes snap. Hands it off to Laguerre. Kevin looking to run. Nowhere to go.
We ran the same play we were going to run, and they were waiting for it.
So going to be a loss of about 6 on the play. It's going to be 2nd and 11 coming up here for the Hatchets. And this is not the time for Washington to lose focus here on what's happening. We don't want any issues, any mental mistakes, things like that.
Yeah.
They just need to keep playing football. This game is still well in their grasp.
Well, I tell you, so far the second half, Kevin's the only one that's touched the ball offensively. I know this is only our second possession.
Penley hands it off to Laguerre. Nice cut back up the middle by Kevin. Kevin with room to run.
He's gone.
35, 40, midfield.
Go, Kevin.
One man to beat.
Go, Kevin.
20, 15, 10. Finally brought down at the 7-yard line. Kevin Laguerre with an amazing run, and Washington back within striking distance. Getting up a little gimpy. He's going to have to come off the field, and that's not anything we want to see. But what a run by Kevin Laguerre. Holy cow.
Their safety, which is already deeper than the runner, and he had he was tracking him down. He had the right course to track him down. But, wow, what a run, John. We needed that.
First and goal from the 8-yard line for the Hatchets. Trailing 18-14, 3:38 to go in the third. Penley is going to keep it up the middle. Jaden Penley bulldozes his way.
Oh, no.
Loses
Did he
the
lose
football.
The ball? Don't reach with the ball, Penley. Come on.
And North Davies, we don't know what's going on here. We're waiting for the officials. Touchdown, Hatchet!
Oh,
Hatchet!
My goodness.
So, Hatchet, touchdown!
So he reached to get the extra yard. He fumbled the ball and then recovered it himself in the end zone. Wow. Another scary moment. We'll take it.
Wow.
Wow.
is right.
That's way too much excitement this late at night for me, folks. I don't know about you. Hatchet's on top, 20-18, 3:25 to go in the third. And I tell you what, if that won't wake you up, nothing will. Lance Roach on to attempt the extra point. Kick is up. And Lance makes good. 21-18, your score. 3:25 to go in the third. Hatchet's on top. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Backyard barbecues, hot showers, and three meals a day. What do these things have in common? LP Gas. This is Clara with Myers LP Gas, and you can save money by using propane for appliances, your furnace, even heating your pool. Myers LP Gas has the best prices in the area. Stop by on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington, and get your grill tank filled for the summer. And if you're building a new home, see Myers LP Gas for your energy source. We'll set your tank for free. Give us a call at 254-6809 or 1-877-MYERS-20.
John Gear and Gary Isa back here at Hatchet Hollow. Washington has just retaken the lead, 21-18, in large part to a 77-yard run by Kevin Laguerre to get the ball to the 8-yard line. Jaden Penley takes it in from there. Lance Roach with the extra point. Hatchet's with a 3-point lead, 3:25 to go in the third. And North Davies going to field it at the 10, trying to break it outside. Is going to be knocked out of bounds at the 34-yard line.
Right in the biggest mud.
Right
hole out
in
there.
The mud.
On our muddy sideline there. So, you know, though, we let him get the edge there, John. We had him stopped, and he got right to the outside.
Knocked out of bounds by number 14, Clint Ivey. And what are we doing here? We got a penalty? What are we doing here? I have no idea what's going on.
They don't even have the ball set down on the field where he was at, so I'm not sure what we're doing.
All right, so let's see.
There we go. At least set the ball.
Offsides on the kickoff.
Offsides on.
It's an oldie but a goodie. You don't see that every day.
Wait a second, because we're kicking, so it was offsides on them then, I would assume.
No, it was offsides on us. So we're going to re-kick it, I guess.
Okay.
What on earth? So, but now we got to move. We're not moving back.
Now, where did we just have them stopped at, John? Was it about the 40? It was close to the 40.
It was about the
40,
like the 37-yard line.
So we'll see how this pans out for us. Maybe this will be in our favor that we get a re-kick because we did let him get the edge on that one. I'd like to see us kick it away from this number 8 because this number 8's done all the returns tonight.
So, take two here on the kickoff. The rain continues to fall here at Hatchet Hollow. Lance with a nice kick. Nice kick by Lance. Going to be fielded at the 20. Bobbled. Going to run it across field. Breaks a tackle.
Look, it worked out in our favor, buddy.
Nice job by the Hatchets.
Got him at the 31.
Clint Ivey again over on the tackle along with Brooks Robinson. Nice tackle by Brooks. So, yeah, you're right. It worked out in our favor. So here's the thing. We're all excited. We got a little bit of momentum back.
Absolutely.
We don't need a letdown right here.
No. And the pass is what's hurt us that last drive. On third down, they hit completions. They're 2 for 2. So,
Comas in the shotgun. Pitches it out to
Owens. The edge.
Owens looking for room. He's not going to find any with Dalton Irvin and Jaden Penley right there. You're not going to run away from those two guys. 5-yard gain on the play.
Thorne's coaching up Penley on that, so he's an outside backer, and they had three guys out there to block him, and he chose the wrong path. He dipped inside, and then he had to chase him down. So I think coach is telling him, don't dip inside. You got to be outside for outside contain.
2:40 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Washington on top, 21-18. Ball is at the 34-yard line of the Cougars. Comas in the shotgun. Reverse handoff to Owens, who falls down.
Nice.
Going to lose a yard on the play. Going to bring up 3rd and 6. So we'll take whatever advantage we can get at this juncture.
Now, I'm going to knock on wood before I say this because in the first half, you know, Owens had a big first half with 17 carries, 161 yards. Right now, he's got 6 carries for about 15 yards.
That's
so
what we like to
we're
see.
We're holding him in check. And I think it's our adjustments we've made on defense because we're stopping the outside. You've got Jacob Mason outside and Penley outside.
Third down for the Cougars. Comas in the shotgun. Low snap. Picks it up. Going to throw it deep. He's got a man open. Garcia, pass interference. All he's got to do is turn around. All we have to do is look for the ball. So that's going to be a first down for the Cougars.
Again, that would have been a 40-yard completion. It kind of goes back to when they did it to us. So,
right. Not the worst thing in the world. But
he was beat. He really was. He was running 3 yards behind the receiver.
But the ball was underthrown.
I know. As a DB, though, he knew that if you look back, he'd lose track of everything. So he just ran right through the receiver and literally tackled him.
So you're right. They're going to have the ball just shy of midfield instead of they would have had, well, who knew, they may have a touchdown. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
at least down to the 30.
A minute 43 to go. And the other thing is, too, they haven't thrown it to the left side at all this game, more than just a couple yards, as Comas takes a snap. He's going to keep it. He's got all kinds of room to run outside. Going to be knocked out of bounds at the Hatchett 35-yard line.
There is a flag on the play, though.
That's going to be on North Davies. Holding on the Cougars.
And our DB, again, there wasn't even anyone blocking him. He got caught inside, and the quarterback got outside of him again.
Because they completely bit on the fake to Owens and dove inside and then had to re-correct, and by then they were dog-knotted.
But the thing is, you're a cornerback out wide. Why are you going inside to stop a dive play, right?
That's true.
Your job is outside contain. Pass first, outside contain. So, I don't know. We got to quit doing these goofy mental mistakes and play our position and, you know, lean on one another and trust one another. They're going to get the job done.
It's just kind of like on kickoff. Everybody wants to go to the ball, but you got to stay in your lanes.
Absolutely.
It's just the same thing on defense. You have a certain responsibility in a certain part of the field that you got to control. And as much as everybody wants to be the hero, sometimes you just got to play your spot.
Yep.
Minute 34 to go here in the third quarter. Hatchett's on top, 21-18. North Davies with the football. First and forever.
Boy, we needed that break, didn't we?
Yeah, we need all the breaks we can get right now.
Now, there's no reason why we cannot stop him here. It's first and 20.
Comas is going to be in the shotgun. Back to pass. He's got pressure.
Penley gets
Penley,
him.
A wounded duck, and incomplete as Carrico was a defender on the play. We got another flag. Starting to be a laundry fest here. We got an illegal.
I don't like where that.
An eligible man downfield.
Yeah, I was going to say it's in the middle of the field, about 10 yards downfield, so it's either.
Just decline it. Okay, so it's going to be second and forever now.
Second and 20.
And that ball, is, you know, it came out like a wounded duck, and that thing's got to be slicker than hog snot right now.
Well, and the thing that's crazy about it, though, is the receiver almost made the catch, though.
Yeah.
We're still not coming back to the ball and reading the ball at all.
We can't get in the right position, it doesn't seem like, on defense. We've caught a few breaks, but we've just got lucky.
I mean, I don't see why they're not going to take another shot passing it because it's not hurt them.
Nope. Comas, back to pass. Still hasn't thrown to the left side. We got a false start. Let's see. I'm going to say it's a false start.
Man, why do they have a discussion?
It's either one or the other, right?
They can't call
That's
it.
On us. So here's the thing. Comas hasn't thrown the ball deep to the left side.
No, he keeps throwing down.
He drops back to pass.
He rolls to the right, throws to the right every time.
Irvin needs to rotate this way a little bit. Hit some of those floaters off.
Well, and it's number 15, too. That's
right.
His main target.
Right. Minute 7 to go here in the third. Comas takes a snap. He's going to roll. He's going to keep it. Gilly in pursuit. Gilly with the tackle. Nice job by Tyler Gilly.
Boy, they faked out our defense because even our outside backers over here went all the way across the field with Owens.
And that's the thing. You know, you give him the ball 17 times in the first half, and he runs all over you. But, you know, has been held in check here in the second half is where 40 seconds to go here in the third. Washington on top, 21-18. North Davies is going to have to run another play here before the end of the quarter.
And this is third down and eight.
Third and six.
I'm sorry.
Comas back in the shotgun. He rolls to his left. Look at that. Right on cue. Pressure. He's going to have a first down and more.
Oh, man, guys. We're right there.
Penley had a chance to get him in the backfield, got away from him, and Comas makes the first down. And there'll be 16 seconds to go here once they get the chain set. So that's probably going to be the last play here of the third quarter. As the third quarter is going to come to an end here at Hatchet Hollow on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 21, North Davies 18. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hatchet Football on Memories, 107.9 FM, WAMW.
It's time once again for Jeep Adventure Days at the Washington Chrysler Center. Create your next adventure behind the wheel of a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee. The new redesigned Jeep Cherokee now comes with up to $4,000 in rebates and starts as low as $22,708. Or choose the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee, now with $5,000 in rebates, starting as low as $35,647. Jeep Adventure Days continue for a limited time only. Adventure seekers, this Jeep's for you. At the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
John Gear and Gary Isa back here at Hatchet Hollow as we get ready for the fourth quarter of action. As North Davies has the football, first and 10 from the Hatchet 37-yard line. Comas is going to be in the shotgun. Comas takes a snap, hands it off to Owens. Owens falls down. He's had all kinds of trouble here in the second half. We'll take this opportunity to thank Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North in Washington. Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road, offering great lunch and dinner specials 6 days a week. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center, Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872. North Davies back to the line, second and 13. Comas back to pass. Throws to his left. Pass is complete. All down the sideline. Going to be brought down about the 13-yard line. Good enough for a Cougar first down. And Cougars knocking on the door once again here, Gary. First and 10 from the 14. See what they dial up here as Comas is going to stay in the shotgun. Takes a snap, hands it off to Owens. Owens up the middle, cuts it to the outside. Owens is going to be in for the touchdown, and North Davies has retaken the lead.
Wow.
24-21 is your score.
Man, we're starting to miss tackles now, John. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Last couple plays, even that pass play up the sideline, we missed a couple tackles, and it was just a straight throw out to the sideline, got big yards, and then come right back with a run. We had two guys that had him in the backfield.
North Davies is going to try again for a two-point conversion. Have yet to be successful here this evening. Comas in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Malone, and he is just nailed.
Wow, what a hit.
And we got a personal foul.
That's got to be on North Davies.
No, it's on us.
He jumped on us, didn't he?
No, that's going to be on us.
I'm not sure. Guys.
On the kickoff.
So we make a great play, and then we follow it up with a bonehead thing like that.
Another mental mistake.
I don't even call that a mental mistake. I just call that not playing the game of football the right way. I mean,
no, there's no reason for that. You know, you make a great play. but then you we shoot ourselves in the foot once again.
First of all, instead of taking it out on them, be mad at yourself because you're down 24-21 right now. You had all the chances there to stop them on that drive. It was first and 20 at one point in time, second and 20. You know, I know they're frustrated, but you've got to do it in a game of play. You can't do it after the play with extracurricular by pushing or doing something goofy.
Right.
That's just nonsense. And I'm sure Jake does not like that. And at this point, we've got to quit pointing fingers and just play the game.
Right. Cougars retake the lead, 24-21. 10:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. North Davies will kick off from the Hatchet 45. Kevin Laguerre stands at the end zone waiting to receive the kick. Kick is fielded by Jacob Mason. Gets it at the 18. Jacob tries to take it to the outside, to the 20. Falls down. Hatchets are going to have the football thrown 20-yard line. So could have been a lot worse there, Gary. So Washington will have an opportunity to answer here. As the last drive, we saw a heavy dose of Kevin Laguerre. And we could use another 77-yard run right at this point.
You think so? I'm fairly confident
so,
that we could.
So,
yeah, Kevin's the only one that's been touching the ball. Penley had the 8-yard touchdown run, but offensively it's been all Kevin. So
and Kevin was a little hobbled after that last run, so let's see. He's back out there, so it's a good sign.
Two possessions, two touchdowns, so see what we can do here.
We need to go 3-for-3.
Yes, we do. We need to respond.
Penley in the shotgun, trips to the near side. Penley takes a snap, gets it to Laguerre. Kevin cuts it back outside. Needs to hang on to the football. Dances around. Going to stay in bounds. Going to gain a couple on the play. Going to bring up second and 8 here with 10:30 left to go in the ball game. Didn't have a whole lot of room to run there on that one.
No, and I can't help to hear the person outside the window yell, "Follow your blocks," and we're both looking down there wondering where are, I'm not sure where the blocks are. Unfortunately, not to make it sound awful, but we're just not sustaining blocks.
No. We got to do a better job on the rest of this drive as we're 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Penley in the shotgun. Takes snap. Hands off to Laguerre. Reverse to Hartman.
Run,
he's got
Hartman,
some room.
Run.
Cuts it back inside. Spin move. Going to stay in bounds. Looks like he's going to be short about a good 3 yards. It's going to be about third and three coming up here for the Hatchets. Third and 4. Down to 9.5 to go.
Man, I was waiting for Hardeman to run on that one. It looks like when he gets the ball, sometimes he's got that little jog that he wants to make a cut instead of just running like he did on his 30-yard run earlier.
Trips to the far side. Penley in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He's going to keep it. Penley looking for room to run. Nowhere to go.
That's not
maybe make it back to the line of scrimmage. Fourth down coming up here for the Hatchets. Fourth and 4. 9 minutes to go here in the game. Washington trailing 24-21.
We're going to punt it away.
Yeah, based on being on our own 26-yard
yep.
line, you don't really have a whole lot of
options there, do you?
Now would be a nice time to go on two.
And they're not. There's no one back deep, so they're going to bring the heat. We got to get this off quick.
Floater. Irvin gets a nice kick
away.
Take
a good roll. Come on.
And it's going to roll. Nice hatchet roll down to the 32-yard line. Not bad for the situation. Now the defense has to step up here, Gary, because another North Davies score could be detrimental to the Hatchets coming away with a victory here this evening.
Yeah, this could be bad for us here if we can't get a stop. They've got one on the ground and one through the air right now, and defensively we're trying to find ourselves. You know, we had a good scheme going there, stopping the outside at the start of the second half, and it's at this point we've just got to get – if we want to get physical, right, and we're talking about what we've been doing here after the play, we need to do it during the play.
Right. Comas takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Owens, who has it wide open. Fumble! Hatchets with the football
there
at midfield.
We
and we caught a huge break as Owens was breaking free. Penley knocks the ball away. Picked up by Hardeman at midfield, and the Hatchets get a huge break.
with 8:25 to go here in the ball game, trailing by three. Wow.
What a play, right? So that was a power, straight power behind the tackle, and then he cut it straight up the middle and had some daylight, which is weird to say at night, but daylight, and then Penley, like you said, came in and hit him from behind, and you talk about that, bringing the arm up, hitting the ball out, and there it is.
First and 10 from midfield. Penley back to pass, looking for Reed. Trey Reed, ball is picked off. North Davies running it back. We've got a flag. That one's going to come back. He's still on his feet somehow. We've lost track of all this. It's just getting crazy, but that run's going to come back. So North Davies has the football at the 30. They're going to be backed up quite a bit. And unbelievable turn of events as Washington, with a great play defensively, throws an interception to give the ball back to the Cougars.
Lots of words here. I mean, Trey really wasn't open at all. The DB was really deep. He had the safety deep, and we tried to – I don't know what we did, but we threw it pretty long there. We just – well, I don't know, John. I'm lost of words, buddy.
I think – I mean, what it looked like to me is he was throwing it up and going to let Trey run under it, but as you said, that there was a safety back there deep, so it was way easier for him to run under it. So good news for the Hatchets is it backs North Davies back up to the – to their own 11-yard line, but still, we had a great opportunity to take the lead here with 8 minutes to go.
We get a turnover. We get a turnover, and we just give it right back to them.
So let's hope that we can get lucky again here and get a turnover as Comas is in the shotgun. And we got offsides on the Hatchets. So right now, 8 minutes to go in the ball game. We gotta cut out the mistakes here, because they're killing us. And there's no reason for that.
No, there's not. We're starting to slowly fall apart here. This fourth quarter has definitely not been.
Has not been our friend.
No.
First and five coming up here for the Cougars. 8:04 to go in the ball game. Comas hands it off to Owens. Nowhere to run. No gain on the play, it looks like. So it's going to be second and five for the Cougars at their own 17. So this is a thing here where we get a stop and get the ball back, fine. You know, I mean, the fumble and the interception can wipe themselves out, but you got to look at if North Davies takes this ball down and scores, you know, that's going to be tough for us based on the way that we've performed offensively.
Yeah, we haven't responded real well so far this fourth quarter, so I don't know how we would respond after a touchdown.
Owens gains about two on the play. Going to be third and three coming up here for the Cougars on the 20-yard line.
Man, we need to stop.
Yeah, at this point, a stop here is going to force them to punt based on the field position, them being at their own 20. So, you know, huge defensive possession here coming up for the Hatchets. Third and three. North Davies with the football. Under 7 minutes to go. Ball on the Cougar 20-yard line.
Did they put Malone in for Owens? I almost think they did.
I would imagine so.
Since, I mean, Owens runs well, but he has his footing this half has not
struggled
been the best.
With,
and that fumble.
Right. And North Davies is going to talk things over. 6:45 to go here in the ball game. North Davies on top. 24-21 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchets on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow. Big third down coming up here for North Davies. Third and three from their own 20. 6:45 to go here in the ballgame. Washington in desperate need of a stop here. Comas in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Going to hand it off to Malone. No, he keeps it. Comas keeps it. It's going to have a first down. Had us all fooled.
Definitely had us fooled. I wouldn't have guessed that he'd be the one that they'd let run it for the first down.
And he went helmet first into somebody's knee. I can't tell who's down right now. So.
6 yard run. Need so a three.
As we tend to the. Who is that Tyler Gilley, looks like?
Yeah.
He's coming off the field under his own power. But he, as Comas kind of fell forward, he went helmet first right into his knee, it looked like. So good to see Tyler coming off the field under his own power. First and 10 for the Cougars. Ball on their own 27. 6:40 to go here in the ball game on top. North Davies on top, 24-21. Comas in the shotgun. And we got a false start, so we'll take that. Number 15 for North Davies. Ted Lampson was trying to get a head start on everybody, which would make me think that it might have been a pass play.
I would agree.
Because your receivers don't get that excited if they're
not
getting the ball.
They don't jump off the ball that hard.
No.
He was ready to attack the DB and get open.
So,
23 penalties combined tonight is what I just heard.
That's a lot of backwards offense. Comas in the shotgun. Back to pass. Fakes it. He's going to throw. Oh! Ball is.
Is that a fumble?
The ball was fumbled.
Yeah, because they're not blowing the whistle.
Who has the football?
Holy cow, he went
Nobody
back.
Knows. Ball's back on the 8 yard line. Looks like he's going to throw it, and the ball slipped out of his hands. And Washington has the football.
My,
what a turn of events, Gary. Washington's going to have the ball first and goal on the 8 yard line.
Wow, so the quarterback, he dropped back, fake pumped it, dropped back again, and when he brought his arm back, somebody hit his arm and it just.
It shot backwards.
We thought it was an incomplete pass, but no, it's a fumble.
Well, we'll take it. First and goal. First and goal from the 8.
That's a break. Now, let's not give the ball back. We just got it. Let's put it in the end zone.
Look, it's end zone or bust right here.
This is four downs.
It's almost midnight. Let's ring in Saturday morning with a hatchet victory here, and we can start doing that by getting on the scoreboard right now. Hatchet's first and goal on the 6 yard line. Penley in the shotgun. Irvin in motion. Jaden keeps the football. Penley up the middle. Takes a nice hit, but he's hangs onto the football. Going to gain a few on the play. Second down. Clock is running. 5:44 and counting here to go in the game. North Davies on top. 24-21.
2 yard gain, so we're at 4 yard line.
Hopefully not for long here as Washington on the 4 yard line looking to punch it in and take the lead. Penley in the shotgun. Laguerre in the backfield with him. Hands off to Kevin. Kevin to the outside. Kevin cuts it back inside. Kevin Laguerre for the touchdown.
Touchdown. Nice catch.
Hatchets retake the lead. 5:18 to go in the ball game. And what a turn of events. Gary is fumbles at midfield, interceptions, all kinds of stuff. Been an exciting fourth quarter of action here. Wow, Washington now on top, 27-24. 5:18 to go as Lance Roach is on to attempt the point after.
Gilly's still going out onto the field.
I tell you
what,
he's tough, man.
He is.
He's tougher than a $2 steak. Lance Roach, extra point is up and good. 28-24 is your score. 5:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back after this.
Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here in Gary Issa, back here at Hatchet Hollow. 5:18 to go in the ballgame. Hatchets retake the lead 28-24. You're listening to Hatchet Football on WAMW-FM Washington as Lance Roach set to kick things off here for the Boyd Green and Washington kickoff. And we'll see what Lance does with it here. Lance with a nice kick is going to be fielded at about the 20-yard line. And North Davies with about a 12-yard gain after the 32-yard line. So here now, so basically defensively, let's not have any mental or physical mistakes here. Let's not look anybody behind us because, you know, by and large, the second half, Washington's played pretty good defensively other than just a handful of plays.
Well, and North Davies has given us some breaks here. Last two possessions, they fumbled the ball twice. So, you know, defense is really stepping up here at the end, and we need to finish it now. We need to finish.
5:05 to go here in the game. Washington's going to have to call a timeout as we got some more personnel issues here. So we're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Back at Hatchet Hollow, North Davies with the football. Comas in the shotgun. Going to hand it off to Owens, who falls down. Going to be behind the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up second 11. Ball on the Cougar 33-yard line. Under 5 minutes to go here. Washington on top, 28-24. It's been a heck of a ball game after the hour and a half or so rain delays. We're creeping up on midnight here. Washington been in a fight all night here with the Cougars, back and forth. Right now on top, 28-24. North Davies staring down a second and 11 from their own 32-yard line. Comas back to pass, looking right, throws it out in the flats. Almost caught by two Cougars, incomplete. Penley and Garcia on the coverage. That was one of those ones like last week at Princeton we saw. They had two guys running basically right into each other.
Yeah.
They had a guy running an out and a guy running a 45, and they were like running right into each other.
And the quarterback didn't throw a decisive pass to one of them. That was.
He thought, well, there's two of them there. One of them will catch it.
Yeah. Which Penley wisely got his hands up and got in the way, so we'll take it.
Stops the clock with 4:20 to go. Third and 11 for the Cougars on their own 32-yard line. Comas. Takes a snap. He's going to keep it up the middle and runs into Julius Hardeman.
Woo.
Going to gain a yard on the play.
Nice.
Clock still moving. At this point, the clock is our friend.
Fourth down.
Fourth down. They got to go for it here. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Down by four, 28-24. You can't imagine that they could even consider punting it away here.
Boy, I tell you. The adjustments we made at halftime to stop the run game has really worked out in our favor.
Absolutely, because Owens has basically been a non-factor the second half. In the first half, he looked like an All-American. 3:43, fourth and 11 here for the Cougars. Comas
back to pass, throws a wounded duck. Garcia knocks it down. Hatchets take the football. Damian Garcia with a huge play at midfield. Washington takes over. And, Gary, at this point, we've got all the momentum now. 3:34 to go, up by four. Another score makes it a little more comfortable.
So now we just run the ball, control the clock, finish the game, hold on to the ball, right? That's all we're doing here. We're going to let this play clock run all the way down.
Yeah, the clock is our friend
right now.
That's right. Ball is on the Cougar 32-yard line. 3:34 to go in the ball game. Hatchets with the football, spread formation. Penley in the shotgun. Takes snap. Penley back.
Wow, we pass.
Throws it to Kevin out in the flats. Kevin brought down about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
So totally not what I thought we would do. We throw a flare.
Trying to get the ball out to Kevin in the flats to get him some room to run.
Which, that was our touchdown for 35 yards. I get it, but look, how many yards did we lose?
Well,
there?
You got to look, though.
We just lost 7
Coach
yards.
Dernal was kind of beside himself down there. I don't know if that was – I don't know what happened, but he was not pleased at all. So I don't know what's going on there. But be that as it may, it's second and 15 for the Hatchets. We're under 3 minutes to go. Trips to the near side. Penley in the shotgun. Penley hands it off to Laguerre. Kevin.
Oh, quit running backwards.
Nowhere to go. Is going to lose
a lot of yards.
He's going to lose 15 yards.
Goodness.
Ball is at midfield. Now they're still going to keep it on the Cougar side of the football, or on the field, excuse
about
me.
About 12-yard loss.
So
man,
third.
What are we doing?
Third and 25. So we get the stop. We get the ball at the 32. We're now at the 48.
Okay.
2:09 to go, and here's the deal. We don't convert on this. They're going to get the ball back and have a chance to take the lead, which is unexpected snap.
Man.
Penley rolls. Penley is going to be just stay in bounds, hang on to the football.
Lost another
three or four yards. Yeah. So it's going to be fourth down and forever here. Ball back into Hatchet territory. We're going to have to punt it away with a minute 42 and counting. And North Davies, is going to call a timeout to stop the clock, and
yeah,
they do.
They sure do.
So we'll set this up for you here as we get down to the waning moments here of this contest. There's a minute 40 to go on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington on top, 28-24, looking to punt the ball away on a 4th and 28. We'll bring you the last part of this exciting football game here at Hatchet Hollow, and we'll do all that after we take this 60-second timeout.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
Back here at Hatchet Hollow, Dalton Irvin did a great job of getting the punt away. He was nailed right in front of the official. No call. So be that as it may, we're gonna let that go because that was just a horribly missed call.
That was right in front of the ref. Two guys hit him.
North Davies with the football on their own 25. Down 4 points, 28-24. A minute 31 to go. Comas in the shotgun. Back to pass. No pressure. Throws a wounded duck. Incomplete.
Receiver was open.
Wide open in the middle, about 15 yards downfield.
A minute 27 on the clock. Again, North Davies trailing Washington 28-24. North Davies with the football, second and 10 from their own 25. And right now, we got to stiffen up the secondary here because they obviously have to throw the football at this point. Mm-hmm. And,
yep.
And the receiver was open.
Yeah.
Just luckily, Comas made a bad pass. Second and 10 coming up for the Cougars. Comas rolls to his right, looking to pass. Throws it incomplete. So we're catching a break here, but I tell you what. Those receivers have been open. Mm-hmm. Comas just isn't finding the mark here. But it does stop the clock with 1:21 to go. Third and 10.
You've got to believe they haven't thrown the ball to Ted Lampson yet. And he's the one that's got most of their receptions with touchdowns today. He's got both of the receiving touchdowns. They haven't looked his way yet, I would imagine, on this next pass.
I bet he's going to be split out here all by himself.
Here he is. Yeah, he's coming down here by himself. Carrico is going to be matched up with him. You've got Jacob Mason.
Mason's going to roll. Comas,
he's
back
not.
To pass,
he's
looking,
sure
throws it up in the air, is going to be, oh!
He dropped
the
it.
The Cougar receiver had it in his hand and dropped it.
Number three.
Woo!
Carter Robinson.
Caught a break there as he had the football.
Oh, goodness. Man, he got behind our DB. I don't know how we allow that to happen. I know the quarterback's rolling out, but know the situation here, right, John? If they're going to catch it, they catch it in front of you, never behind you.
And that would have been about a 40-yard completion.
If we could have even tackled him at that point.
Right.
We got lucky. That ball went through his hands, down his legs, and that was right in the breadbasket.
Pass is caught.
He caught it.
First down.
Number six. That's Krusenkloss.
Minute seven on the clock. Cougars not giving up yet. Ball is on their own 40-yard line. Hatchett's on top, 28-24 here. A minute to go in the ball game. Comas back to pass. Laguerre trying to get pressure. Gilly puts pressure. Pass is incomplete.
Floated that one pretty high.
But, again, there was a receiver wide open on the sideline.
And the quarterback's easily rolling out of the pocket every time. It's not like we're giving him a lot of pressure here.
Well, hopefully Laguerre will move other sides and rush him because he's been blitzing every time. I mean, he's been bringing pressure. But it seems like the play calls are rolling away from the pressure. I mean, not on purpose. That's just how it's happened over the last couple plays. So 53.1 seconds to go here in the ball game. Washington on top, 28-24. Pass out into the flats, incomplete.
Boy, we're catching a break here because they're putting that Lampson down here by himself with Carrico on him, and they're not even looking his way. And he's been their major threat receiving-wise.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if you're North – I mean, not that I want them to, but if you're North Davies, why – I mean, he's the guy that's caused us the most harm from a receiving standpoint.
Yeah.
Why not? Third and 10 from the Cougar 40-yard line, 48.2 to go. North Davies trying to retake the lead as they trail 28-24. Comas back to pass, rolls to his right. He's got receivers, flings it up in the air. Irvin, Dalton Irvin with an interception. Oh, he's out of bounds. Dalton Irvin, what a play by Dalton Irvin. He couldn't come down with the ball in bounds, but nice job by Dalton to roll over there. Knocked the ball down nonetheless. It's going to be fourth down coming up here for the Cougars.
That was a great read by him, and we've been waiting for that all night with those balls because the quarterback throws them so high, John. You become a center fielder and track it down, and Dalton did exactly that. And you always teach DB catch the ball at the highest point. That's what he did. He tried to anyways.
Great job by Dalton. Well, this is the ball game here for the Cougars, folks. 39.2 to go. North Davies, low snap. Throws it
Almost picked off by Penley, but knocked down. Nonetheless, Hatchets will take over and will win this football game. As there is 33.9 seconds to go, all we got to do is take a knee. And this game's been back and forth and been all kinds of exciting. Washington is going to take a timeout. We're going to take one right along with them. We'll come back and bring you the last 33.9 seconds, and we'll do that right after the 60-second timeout.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow as Washington is just going to take a knee. And in this football game, a hard-fought battle here tonight at Hatchet Hollow. But Washington's going to come out on top, 28-24 over the North Davies Cougars. Gary, is a game of excitement and turnovers.
Yeah, as, you're not kidding.
You know, it was a heck of a ball game, an hour and a half delay. It's after midnight, finally getting this thing over with, and Washington has their first victory of the season here at home as they defeat North Davies 28-24. Good win for Coach Durnell's ball club and a good way for this club to end in the game here tonight, obviously, but take this into the next couple weeks. We've got a couple long road trips coming up. And most importantly, it's just good to get the monkey off your back and get the first win of the season.
I agree. And it comes down to what were our keys to success. We said turnovers, right?
Yep.
And I feel like that fourth quarter we won that turnover battle. I know we did throw that interception, but we caused some fumbles and caused them problems, and that's what led to us winning this ball game.
Absolutely. Well, while we tabulate some final stats, and wait to hear from Hatchet head coach Jake Durnell, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back to continue on with the post-game show brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington, and Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. We'll be back after this timeout.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
I'm back. It's me, Pothole. Did you miss me? I'm down here at the corner just waiting for you to drop in. You know you're going to bump into me sooner or later. And FYI, I do like a little salt on the rim.
Don't let potholes give you a rough way to go. Bill Dobson Ford has alignments starting at $69.95, and the alignment checks are free. Hey, we all hit a bump in the road now and then. Schedule your alignment at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com. Additional parts and labor are extra.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973.
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow. Washington victorious, 28-24 over North Davies in a weather-delayed, back-and-forth ball game that was worth waiting to see the end of, Gary. It was back-and-forth, and you could feel the momentum switch each time, and North Davies had it early on in the first half. Washington comes back in the second half. Yep. They trade touchdowns, trade penalties, trade fumbles, trade everything.
Yeah.
And Washington was able to win that turnover battle and come out on top.
No, I agree, John. Boy, what a game, right? I mean, we like watching games where we score points. Now, do we like having the up and down like we have? Probably not, but hey, we came out on top, and that's all that matters at this point. Get our first W for the season. We need to roll off of this. And as I'm looking down on the field right now, and I'm sure you see this too,
yep.
Coach Durnell has got Kevin by himself, holding him close, talking to him, and he's probably telling him how we rode his back the second half, and he got it done for us.
Yep. He had a great ball game.
So, and I'm going to jump into that real quick too, because I see coaches heading up here. Kevin finished the second half. He had 7 carries for 100 yards and 1 touchdown, which gave him a total for the game, 15 carries, 139 yards and a touchdown. That's not a bad game.
No, we'll take that.
We will take that. And then, you know, really to round out the rest of the stats, Penley had 4 carries for 7 in the second half. Hardeman had 1 for 4. So, again, we rode Kevin's back that second half offensively. And, you know, the other side of the ball, Owens, you know, different story second half. He had 12 carries for 40 yards and a touchdown. Really held him in check. That's a big difference from 17 and 161.
Yeah.
He carried the ball 29 times, had 201 yards and 2 touchdowns. Still not a bad game overall, but guess what? I bet you he'd trade some of those yards in for a win.
Well, yeah, and he was a non-factor in the second half.
Yep.
It just absolutely was a non-factor.
And had that fumble and sure.
Yeah, basically, so. Yeah, had a huge momentum killer as they were going to run down the field. So as we Coach Durnell is almost here, so we'll put him right on the spot here as he makes his way into the press box.
Check your blood pressure.
As Coach Durnell, it's nice to have you up here as the victorious head coach of the Hatchets. Congratulations on your win tonight.
Thank you.
So, obviously, this wasn't a game for anybody who had a heart condition to watch. Obviously, back and forth, up and down, turnovers. Just talk about how your team, because there were a lot of ups and downs and momentum swings in this ball game, and your team started off slow after the delay. So you came out in the second half, made some great adjustments defensively, and really changed how the outlook of this game was.
Yeah, the conditions made the game tough. A win's a win, but we're not a very good football team right now. And that's why I told the boys, celebrate a win, but we're back out at 10 o'clock in the morning because we got a very good Mount Vernon team. And we've got to clean up all of our mental mistakes, especially in the first half. We would drive the ball and we'd have a penalty on something that didn't need to happen. And then, you know, the turnovers, and we're just a sloppy football team. And, I mean, I said it last week, I apologize, but we have to figure out a way to be motivated to do the very best we can do on every single snap. And we've got kids right now that are taking snaps off, and we just have mental lapses. And I don't know how to get through to the kids that it has to be every play. Because if you take one play off in football, one, you know, it's a team sport. And if one guy's taking a nap on one play, that could be the difference between a loss or a 50-yard gain. And we have not figured that out yet. So it was a good win. A win's a win. North Davies played extremely hard. I told the boys they would. But we came out in the second half ready to play a little bit of football. big credit to Kevin Legear. He came out in that second half. He said, "Coach, give me the ball." And you know, he can turn it on, turn on the Jets when he gets some space. So, and he did a couple times in that second half. So, credit to him wanting the ball and taking and doing something with it.
Absolutely, he had a great second half. And the other thing is too, some defensive adjustments that you guys made limited DJ Owens, who I think had 170 yards rushing in the first half. Basically just took him out of the ball game in the second half, so it really changed the whole complexion of their offense.
Well, we had to move Jaden. They were running away from Jaden, and you know, again, it's a team sport, so we needed other kids to step up to make tackles, but we moved Jaden out to a wide spot, what we call the bandit, to try to take that away from them a little bit, and you know, they started to adjust a little bit too, so it was just a little chess match there with Coach Thorne and Coach Fine as far as, you know, what was going on their offensive side and our defensive side. And yeah, we did a nice job in that second half of eliminating some of their run plays.
Absolutely, and you got to be happy with, I mean, even though, you know, it's sloppy, there were way too many mental mistakes, but you know, in games past where we started to lose momentum or made mistakes, we quit. And tonight we did not. And, you know, your ball club came through and kept fighting and took advantage of the opportunities they had to come out with a win.
Yeah, and we made some plays there in that fourth quarter that I was, you know, happy to see some kids make. Dalton broke up a pass on the sideline. Mm-hmm. Damian Garcia broke up a pass. We are a very young football team. I don't want to make excuses. But, you know, we've got 8, 9 sophomores on the field, and they're playing some older kids. So it's just a learning process, and hopefully they start to buy into it has to be every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, because until we buy into that thought process, we're going to have a hard time on Friday nights. You've got to win Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to be in the game on Fridays, and we don't have that mindset quite yet, and that's what I'm going to continue to work on with them.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, it's late, and I know that you got other things that you need to do tonight, so I want to thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the victory, and we'll talk to you next week before we head to Mount Vernon.
Thank you.
That was Hatchet Head Coach Jake Durnell, victorious Hatchet Head Coach Jake Durnell, as Washington was victorious tonight, 28-24. We're going to take one last timeout. We'll come back with some final words and hand out some awards. We'll do that after this 2-minute timeout.
Summer means vacations. Heller's Lawn Care can take care of your lawn while you're away. No worries. Schedule vacation mowing, watering, or general lawn maintenance so you can relax. This is also the time for grub control to get rid of those pesky moles. Whether it's trimming shrubs, landscape design, or lawn cleanup, call Heller's 812-610-0055. Heller's looks forward to giving you the best lawn on the block.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
Farmers, planting is over and harvest is a few weeks down the road. Before harvest gets here, make sure your equipment is ready for the fall. Contact Freddie Energy in Washington for all your lubricants, air cleaners, and filters to have your equipment in peak operating condition. Freddie Energy also offers top quality fuels and lubricants that will allow you to get the most out of your equipment and decrease downtime. Do not head into the fields for harvest without a visit to Freddie Energy in Washington for everything you need to keep that equipment in the field and not in the shop.
Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
John Gear and Gary Eyes are back here at Hatchet Hollow. Washington victorious tonight, 28-24 over the North Davies Cougars. Got some awards to hand out. We'll do that for those of you staying up late listening to us. We'll maybe take your request after the break. But in the meantime, we're going to get to the awards here. And we'll start off with the Freddie Energy, High Energy Player of the Game is going to be who, Gary?
Julius Hardeman is who we discussed, and I think that's rightfully so. He's on both sides of the ball tonight. He had a big run for us, and defensively he made some big tackles tonight, and you heard his name quite a bit.
Absolutely. Good job, Julius Hardeman, our Freddie Energy, High Energy Player of the Game. Next up, the Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game, is going to go to?
Jaden Penley, and that's simply – a lot of it goes on the defensive side of the ball because he didn't get to run the ball as much tonight. But defensively, you know, like Jake just said, they switched him to put him in a position to be able to make more plays on the defensive side of the ball, and he did so. And teams are going to run away from him if they have a chance to. And, man, he's always there. He's got the team on his back.
He is the unquestioned leader of this football team. And another great performance by him tonight. Congratulations to Jaden Penley, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Last but certainly not least, the Anna Lou Chapman, RE/MAX Real Estate Broker in Washington, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited Player of the Game is going to be
Kevin Laguerre. And I think everyone knows that second half. We rode his back, and that's what Coach said. You know, Kevin said, give me the ball, and that's what you want from a running back. Especially with a guy with speed like he's got, because at any given time he can break one, and he did that tonight, and that was a turning point for us in the second half.
Absolutely. Great job by Kevin Laguerre. Best game of the season, without question, thus far, and looking forward to more games like that here in the near future. Next week, we will travel to Mount Vernon. Air time will be 7:45, kickoff at 8. Right here on WAMW. We want to thank all of you for tuning in, especially in this late after midnight weather-delayed football contest. But if you stayed up to listen, you're glad to know that Washington came out on top 28-24. We want to thank Dennis back at the station for keeping us on track and on time here this evening. And any other parting words of wisdom, Gary?
No, I tell you what, though, the one thing that I'm sure you've got the same question about Mount Vernon. We've seen where they've had some big scores this year, and then tonight, you know, Vincennes holding them in check. It's just they really don't know what to expect with Mount Vernon. We know that they're always prepared.
Right.
So it's going to be a fun one next week. Hopefully these boys build on this win, like Jake said. And, man, we got to get back to work on some things, get better.
Absolutely. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. That's going to do it for us here. For Gary Issa, I'm John Gear. Have a great rest of the weekend.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. And our home center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them, your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes & Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary,
caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.